This podcast is brought to you by Sega's Napoleon Total War, the newest chapter in the award-winning Total War series. Rated T for teen.
You're not on TV and you blow the take in order to make the blooper reel. This actually, you have to legitimately blow it, not just do it intentionally.
Well, okay. Well, fuck it. I wasn't paying attention to what you just said, so let's go on and make a
podcast. No one's paying attention anyway. Everybody's like, it's like everybody's like on lithium today or something.
My phone was ringing. I'm sure there's something happening.
Have you guys used a little kitchen on the third floor?
Occasionally.
Every day.
Have you noticed they've taken away the dish rack?
That's so people don't leave dishes there for 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not the solution. I mean, so
do you
people
know how
aren't
this company's run?
Hey, people don't flush the toilets on the third floor.
Do we take away
the toilet, for God's sake?
Well, we've already got people disposing of their toilet paper near the toilet, so...
So what do we do? Take away the toilet paper? I mean, that's not the solution, to take away the damn drying rack?
Don't say that so loud, please, Gordon.
What?
I'm nervous. Don't say that so loud.
Somebody might do it only as a cost issue, so they take away the toilet paper. But I'm just saying, that's just... What do you do with your dish? You just have to dry it there, shake the water on the floor or something?
Well, there's a sink the water can go into.
I just think it's messed up. But not as messed up as that new MacBook Pro.
How messed up is the new MacBook Pro? Good segue.
No, so I mean, only Apple can convince you that having a fucking battery that you cannot remove or take out is a good thing.
But right? Okay, so let me ask you this. How many laptops have you owned in the last 5 years?
Two.
How many batteries have you removed from those laptops in the last 5 years?
I do it all the time. Just pull them out to clean them. The battery in my laptop's starting to go flat now. I'll probably end up replacing that.
My battery got recalled.
There's an extended battery. But no, here's the other problem. So what if you live in fucking Montana and the Apple store is 200 miles away?
I don't think people in Montana are the real audience for Apple products, Gordon.
Doesn't matter, though. So what? So you, if there's a battery recall, what do you do?
Probably,
it's not like there have been plenty of notebook battery recalls in the last couple of years, right?
Dude, that hardly ever happens, and it's mostly to Sony products.
Yeah, so there's like they've had like a notebook battery recall every month.
They got it right now.
New laptop, you get a box to send the battery back when it goes bad. But no, with the MacBook Pro, you send your whole fucking notebook back to them for 2 weeks. How is that a good solution?
So here's my question is, who's buying 17-inch notebooks anyway?
Plenty of people do.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine carrying a notebook that big. Just
leave it on your desk. It's
for most people don't actually go anywhere. It just sits there. And, you know, it's like you need the real estate. And then also, I guess I'd have to say, like, why didn't they put a quad core in this thing? It's kind of wacky. Because to me, a 17-inch notebook means you're going to sit there, you're going to do some work. You need a quad core, right? But no, Apple's like, no, I guess people with Macs, they don't work, so you don't really need a quad core.
Well, there is the latte sipping plug-in for a dashboard.
I think they have this thing now. It's a screensaver that looks like you're fucking typing your screenplay where you're sitting at the cafe, but you're not. It's just a screensaver. I'm working on my, you know, it's just like, eh. Yeah.
I would install that and use that all the time.
Right. So you can
good
sit
to know,
there.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Good to
well,
know.
For when I go to, you know, coffee houses and sip coffee.
Here's the other inane work-related thing, right? We no longer have a fire alarm. We now have a life safety system.
Is that what that was? I got that email and I was like, what the fuck is a life safety system?
I don't know. I think we have a fire alarm. But I could be wrong. Maybe there's like a fire alarm to tell you there's a fire. And then maybe there's an additional life safety system. I don't know what it does.
It covers zombie attacks because you don't want a fire alarm. People are like, oh, it's just a drill. You need a specific one for zombie attacks so they know to get the fuck out or stay the fuck in.
I don't get it. It's just like, so what? Did the lawyer get to him? Hey, look, this alarm is not only used for fires. It's used for other life safety things, such as...
Like when Christine Oler bombed the building with the plant spray.
Yeah, you know, I am actually on the...
We're both on the committee.
Yeah, but you didn't show up, so you're really not on the committee.
I was out of town.
Right. So I'm on the whatever safety committee. I said, hey, because they were like, well, how did the building evacuation go through? What was the perception on the third floor? And I said, well, people just thought it was like a joke because somebody was running around, run for your lives. But I said, why not next time set off the fire alarm, right? If it's actually that dangerous, set off the... They're like, oh, you can't because it's for fires. But
people are conditioned to ignore fire alarms anyway.
Are they? I'm not.
They're fire drills. You go to college. You never assume that it's a fire. You just assume that somebody opened the wrong door in the stairwell and the fire alarm went off. So, I mean, yes, you leave the building, but, you stop to put on pants or whatever first.
I guess we know where we'll be finding your charred body. But, no, I mean, life safety
system. Halfway into a pair of pants.
Life safety system. It's just...
Yeah, I wondered. I mean, I can understand why you'd make a euphemism for like words like genocide, so that it sounds better.
Right.
Yeah. But why the fuck do you have a fire alarm euphemism? Like,
right?
I mean, I guess fire's bad. Is fire bad?
It's life threatening.
It's crazy. It's like, what the hell is life safety system? It's like some lawyer got a hold of it and said, hey, you can't call it that. No, the other day I was reading a story about like these mini subs that they smuggle drugs in.
They used to call those midget subs, Gordon.
Yeah, but they're calling them mini subs now, right? So they're
offensive to midgets.
But wait a minute. So I was like, holy shit, Han Solo was a drug smuggler.
Of course he was.
Where the fuck do you think spice is?
Well, I just like, well, wait a minute, because there's like this whole time you think Han Solo is some good guy. He's fucking, he's a drug smuggler.
Yeah. The lesson, the whole moral of Star Wars is that drug smugglers and bounty hunters are okay people.
I'm just
the bounty hunters were scum. The drug smugglers were okay though.
Well, why is that? I mean, he's a fucking drug smuggler for God's sake.
We don't know if it's a bad drug. It could have been aspirin that just the Empire didn't want to allow because they wanted people to have headaches all the time.
I'm just starting to rethink the whole thing. That maybe the Empire was actually a force for good the whole time, and maybe it's the rebels that were fucking this shit up.
So you're saying that Darth Vader was really Obama? And the Imperial
Senate.
You really
don't know. I mean,
George Billy.
History is written by the winners. The rebels won. They blew the Death Stars.
Right.
For all we know, the Death Star was like a big ass hospital ship.
Right. So they hospitaled Alderaan.
We don't really know who blew up Alderaan because that's what the rebels.
So you're thinking maybe Alderaan was like there was some sort of horrible infection. They had to blow it up to keep.
Maybe the rebels were working on some weapon of mass destruction and blew this shit up.
Yeah, no better way to keep weapons of mass destruction off of people than blowing up an entire planet.
They blew it up by accident.
Policy.
We know what it probably was. Is some scientists is like, believe me, man, believe me, this thing is not going to cause a black hole. I guarantee you that.
It was a Large Hadron Collider on Alderaan.
They turned that shit on. Bam. Oh shit, man.
Maybe the Death Star, those green lasers are really tickle beams.
I don't know. I mean,
like the medic gun in TF2.
At least they're not a whole bunch of drug smugglers. For all we know,
and
Han
commies.
Solo, when he couldn't get any drugs, he could have been like smuggling human beings. He could be Coyote, smuggling human beings across the border or something.
Well, that's what he did when they were in the Death Star, if you'll recall. Never thought I'd have to smuggle myself in them, he said.
Right, see? I mean... It just makes me rethink the whole thing that the Empire was bad.
Maybe he was going to sell Obi-Wan and Luke into slavery. Wasn't really taking him to Alderaan after all.
And try to get anything past that Senate.
How the fuck do we know that Chewbacca was his buddy? Maybe he was fucking stun gunning Chewbacca whenever he did some shit that was bad.
Well, wasn't Chewbacca his slave or something? Didn't he owe him?
No, Chewbacca owed him a life debt. He wasn't a slave. He entered that life debt.
That's like life safety system. We also call that slavery.
It was self-imposed slavery, though. Chewbacca felt he owed it to him. Sense of moral obligation.
Yeah, sure. That's because who wrote that?
The shortest screenwriter in Hollywood?
No, I'm just saying. I'm really thinking the rebels might have, maybe the Empire really wasn't as bad as the rebels claim they were.
I don't know. I think the giant death laser is probably the big tip off that they weren't a bunch of.
How do you know? There's no Death Stars. They blew them up. There's no evidence.
That's what they tell you
that it had this big huge laser.
I saw it. He did it to make a point to Princess Leia. He was like, "Don't fuck with me. We're gonna blow up some more planets." And then he did. Anyway, after she told him,
she
lied to him. Even in the confession, was a lie.
Okay, but let's assume. That you have an actual event.
Okay.
And then you've got somebody who writes a book, which you know is like 50% wrong. So like magazines are like 60% wrong. Magazines are
only
like
4%
except for Maximum PC. Well, other magazines are 50% other magazines. Wrong.
So then some dumbass from Hollywood comes along, writes a screenplay, makes it 75% wrong, and then it gets in the hands of the directors and the producers. So it's like a 95% wrong movie adaptation of something based on a real event, right?
Okay. I'm so, kind of with you so far.
I'm just saying we don't really know because we just don't know that the Empire was that bad. We were just told they were.
So this is like that James Frey guy, The Million Little Lies or whatever that book was called.
The Lies My Teacher Told Me.
He actually wrote another book about that, I think.
The memoir writer who actually was a fiction writer. Oops.
Oh, Million Little Pieces?
Million Little Pieces, yeah.
That's one of the sprinkles on the cover, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure how I buy into this whole...
Well, Han Solo was definitely
a drug dealer. Yeah.
Right?
He wasn't a dealer. He was a smuggler. Right. He was trying to get around the Imperial Paris. How do you know?
So it's like that woman in Maria Full of Grace, basically.
He could have taken that whole shipment and just sold it on the side and told Jabba he dumped it.
I mean, would you want to be working for Jabba the Hutt?
Well, I don't
know.
You
get cool outfits, but...
I'm just saying.
I've always wanted a Rinker skin jacket. That's all I'm saying.
Gary Although, Nathan. You know what really does piss me off, though?
Oh, please tell us.
Fucking windshield wipers. Right? Right? You ever... It's really easy to change on most cars. But I had to change them on a Cadillac recently, right? Okay. And it's those side mount, the ones that go on this little pole that sticks out, you jam it on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It took me an hour. I couldn't figure it out. I finally said, fuck it. I'm just going to break this shit off. And I pried it off, and that's how I was able to change it.
Wow.
But Gordon, I feel like this podcast, really. Like, windshield wipers should be easy to change. I can do it in 5 minutes in most cars in the world. But then there's these cars where the engineers just like run wild with the windshield wiper. And
is that the one with the snap and the little clasp that slides under? And you're like, you have to
pull the clasp back and
lift up the hook?
Yeah, right, that's the easy one.
Not that bad.
No. This is the one where it rides on the little arm, a little pole that sticks out.
And it goes through the wiper?
Right. Because usually you can remove the whole thing. But this thing you couldn't remove. There's just no way to remove it.
Yeah, I don't like those either. You know, my car, I have to replace the headlight because there's water in there. And in order to replace the headlight, I'm going to have to take the fucking radiator out because there's no way to get the headlight out without pulling the radiator first, which makes me think I'm probably just going to drive around with the headlight with water in it until I get rid of the car.
Tape a flashlight to your front bumper.
Yes.
You could just drill a hole and drain the water out.
Yeah, but if I drill a hole, then that seems like a bad idea.
Then you can patch it back up.
It's not water. It's just like a little bit of condensation. It's just enough that it annoys me every time I see it, but not enough that it's actually a hazard.
So, just drive around with the water in it.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Bring the rage, man. I don't know. You haven't been Twittering lately.
I forgot what the hell I was going to...
Paper bag handles. Something.
Yeah, that does... If you ever... That is shitty. I mean, no, here's what happened. So, it was like a bag. It was from Trader Joe's, I think, right? Trader Joe's has those handles on the bag. They are there just to trick you, right? Because the bags, they put like 35 pounds worth of stuff in there, and the paper handles are only good for like 5 pounds worth of stuff. So you pick it up, one of the handles will instantly rip off, and everything will spill out of the bag.
It happens to me all the time.
Right? I mean, so don't even put the bags don't put the handles on the bag. They just do that just to trick you or just to piss you off. I don't get it. In fact, I bet the clerks, somebody listening must work in one of those stores. They probably know, like, corporate says we can't put more than 15 pounds worth of stuff in this bag. So, of course, everybody puts 17 pounds in. Like, oh, this guy, he looks like an asshole. I'm going to put 17 pounds in this bag. So then you go out in the parking lot and it rips in the middle of the parking lot. Because, you know, they're just doing it just to fuck with you. Well, what if I'm not done?
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm just saying it.
What about did we do Han Solo as a drug? Oh, we did that last week, didn't we?
We did that last week. We don't want to revisit that, but I'm seriously rethinking that the Empire is really evil. But
you know, I still say you didn't see Princess Leia holding people up by the neck and crushing their throats. That seems like something that people
don't know. I mean, that's all based on the movie, on the actual event. It could be totally false. Darth Vader may have been trying to resuscitate some guy or something.
Winners write the history, right?
Right.
What else? GM windshield wipers.
I complained about that last week, but you know, there's a couple things I didn't get to mention since obviously, windshield wipers are very important to me. But Rain-X windshield wipers are shit. Absolute shit. Have you ever bought? Now, I use Rain-X on my windshield, which is awesome stuff. But the windshield wipers, they're terrible. I bought one. I was like, hey, it's Rain-X, right? It's a good brand. It just instantly, the thing was just stuttering all over the place. It was so bad, I had to go out and buy new windshield wipers to replace the new Rain-X windshield wipers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think those tri-blade ones do anything?
Well, that's it. I also was like, well, shit, I'm going to try these tri-blade ones, right? Because it's like, obviously, I'm a windshield wiper aficionado. So I'm going to try this one. Right? It's got three blades on it, and it says it'll last through more than one season because it's silicone or whatever. Oh, that thing just skips. It's like all over the damn windshield. Not one single smooth wipe. And I guess I read it's like, oh, well, you've got to let it break in because it's silicone, so it needs to. It's like, what am I supposed to do? Drive with no windshield wipers for 10 miles so that the damn windshield wiper can break in?
Pre-grease the windshield wipers.
Wait, we're still talking.
It's sorry. Okay. I see how it is, Andy.
Well, that was almost funny.
Almost. Not quite there.
Now is when Andy hits the button like four times in a row every time somebody starts talking. Like he talks and then you hit the button and then he talks and then you hit that.
Cut him off.
Well, fuck. Hey, come on, hit the button.
Do it.
Yeah, see?
Mixing it up.
But, wait. So now, not that I want my fucking phone number on the internet, but why is it?
We talked about this already.
No, we haven't talked about it.
Maybe we talked about it in the office,
but no, is it that it's like you can like, oh, I'm taking a shit now. I'm putting on my Twitter. Ooh, I just bought a new mouse. Let me put that on my Twitter. I like this mouse. So everybody's like every single thing. Look at me. But if somebody posts your phone number on the internet, it's like, oh my God, you're invading my privacy. Why is it those people who want the entire world to look up their ass? Having their phone number on the internet is like somehow like, oh, you can call me on my phone. It's like, but you've got like Facebook, you've got Twitter, you've got this, you've got that. You want everybody to like me, but actually being able to call you is like some, you know.
I'm opening up my address book right now. Gordon's phone number is.
Yeah, you don't want to start that war because I got your phone numbers too. See, I don't do that stuff. I don't do it.
Damn it.
I'm not into that shit. I'm not into like, hey, I don't have a Facebook, except there's a fake guy who says he's me has it, right?
No, it's not a fake guy. It's a page celebrating your rejection of Facebook.
It's created by fake Gordon Ung.
No. Your Facebook page is different than that. There's a Twitter.
I don't know.
Fake Gordon Ung. But everybody should sign up for Gordon's Facebook page, by the way. Just search for Gordon Ung and he pops right up.
No, but I mean, why is it that these people who want they want to have their iPhone update their position so their friends know where they are at any moment. But if you post their phone number, they will fucking freak out.
So,
okay.
Let me ask Will and Norm, you guys obviously probably don't have your phone number on your Facebook page or your MySpace page.
I do, but I don't add people to my Facebook page that I don't actually know.
Oh, okay. And you have it set to private?
I have a lot of stuff set to private, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but why, you know, it's isn't that funny? I mean, it's just kind of odd that these people are just so into everybody look at me, but if you actually want to call me and talk to me, whoa, you can't do that.
Whoa. No.
Wow. Okay, then. I'm looking for Gordon's page. Can't find it.
Remember something lighter?
Yeah, something lighter is good.
The other day, I was just thinking, who the hell would ever be scared of Mothra? Think about this now. I mean, yeah, Mothra's like, holy shit, that's like, it's a moth the size of an aircraft carrier. Yeah, that shit's scary, but it's a fucking moth, right? It's a moth. What's it going to do? Holy shit, it's going to eat all my clothes? Well, it's a moth. All you got to do is like turn on a really bright light. Let it just burn itself up, or just have one big ass mothball and you'd kill Mothra.
Yeah, I mean, what about those candles at like oil refineries where there's the fire coming out the top? Wouldn't the moth just keep bashing into that until it catches on
right.
fire?
I mean, I'm just saying, Mothra is like, Oh shit, Mothra! I thought Godzilla was coming. I'm not. I'm going to finish dinner before I run out of here. What? It's Mothra. What the hell?
He is the Sonic thing, right? Doesn't he turn people into paste or something?
I don't know, but it's a moth, for God's sake. Mm. I mean, it's probably creepy because it gets that little dusty stuff everywhere, but it's a moth. Now, of course, I think you guys are all iPhone users, right? Almost. Alex probably isn't.
Not me.
Alex, too? No?
No. Can't afford it.
I cannot believe. I just learned this because somebody from MacLife came over. They wanted to test something that doesn't work with the iPhone, with my phone, sending me a message. But I cannot believe that the iPhone does not do MMS.
Oh, it does not. Right. You cannot send.
What the hell? I had a Samsung folder 4 years ago that did that. How can the hell can they not do that?
Yeah.
How can you guys stand that? I mean, that's sort of like, that's like.
No, that is like, bad. Don't think that.
I have no excuse for it.
Yeah.
It's like Apple saying, look, check this out. The iPhone's really cool, but we didn't put a zero in. So you can only call people with 1 through 9. If you have zero, you can't call them. I need to call people that have zeros in their phone numbers. Well, just don't be friends with them. Oh, okay, Steve.
Well,
I mean, most Apple people, iPhone people say, okay, Steve.
Okay, Steve.
It's worse when someone tries to send you an MMS and then you can't receive it.
You can't even receive them?
Sorry, you can't receive the image. Here's a link that you can click to.
And then you have to, like,
to view it online if you sign in.
Hoops to see it, yeah. It sucks. But you can.
Dude, that is like, that's fucking pathetic, man.
If you jailbreak your phone, you can download an app that lets you sign in and use MMS. And I forget the name of it, but I don't know.
Oh, man, that's easy to use. I mean, fucking my grandmother, if she were alive, could fucking send an MMS with a phone. But if she had an iPhone, she couldn't do it. I just find that inexcusable. Coming from somebody who's used to a totally mediocre OS such as Windows Mobile, which can barely boot in the morning, that at least Windows fucking Mobile can send MMS messages. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, iPhone users.
I agree, dude. It's bullshit. It's total bullshit. Apple is so stupid sometimes, and I don't defend them at all. I think the iPhone is one of the only coolest things they've made.
MMS part.
Yeah, and the MMS part, they still try and
somebody
fuck
wants
you.
To send you some risky photos. They can't do that. so you won't be getting the hot naked pics of that, you know, chick you met in the bar then, because your iPhone won't take the goddamn MMS messages. I finally went out and bought the BSG Season 4 set.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, see, I guess maybe BSG viewers, they're like Apple users, because you're constantly being fucked by Ronald Moore and Battlestar Galactica, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to go buy this set. And it's like, wait a minute, you just gave me something. And then the Season 4 set, of course, it's like, I got to buy Razer, right? Because it's like, I got to buy the Razer DVD. No problems. Well, the fucking BSG Season 4 set, because it's such a ripoff and there's only like 8 episodes, they repackaged Razer with the season. So if you have Razer, the original, and then you have the Season 4 set, you have 2 copies of it.
I don't know why they do that. It's because
and we still buy it. We still buy it. And of course, like, Season 4.5 is going to come out. Yes. And of course, we're going to go out and buy it. But, you know, it's like, somehow they're going to screw you on that one, too. I've actually bought the original Battlestar Galactica miniseries on DVD, which, of course, they gave you for free with Season 1. So it's just like, what the hell? They just have, like, extra copies lying around, so I just shove them in the package?
Have you been watching the newest episodes, though?
So far, it's been okay. 2 episodes are, you know. it's getting in a Twin Peaks land, I think, maybe.
Oh, Twin Peaks land. That's not a bad place to be.
You see the fucking log lady and the little dancing midget. Like, what the hell's going on, you know? But hopefully, it just, you know, will actually have some semblance of an ending that isn't suckage.
You don't watch Lost, do you?
You know, I saw some episodes in DVD of, I think, Season 1 or 2, and it was pretty good, but I don't really... You know, again, I think they've already reached the Twin Peaks land, haven't they? Where it just makes no sense.
Oh, they started there.
It's like the less. David Lynch LSDs going around there. So we're like, whoa, we're not going to make any sense at all. We're just going to like, what?
They're starting to rein it in, though, and bring it, like, exposition-wise, bring it in.
Really?
Yeah, but, like, there's no resemblance. Like, if you watch season one and then you think about where the show is now, you're like, what the hell? Like, they didn't know what they were doing back then.
Hey, well, one thing I really don't get is, like, okay, we're on this deserted island. We're just trapped here. Our plane crashed here. But it's like, I think I saw some episode, but like everybody's on this fucking island. It's like, you're not even on a deserted island. It's like a fucking Quiznos has washed up on the shore of this island. You can just go buy a sandwich at the Quiznos on Lost. Right? Everything is there.
They parachute it to you.
Yeah, but everything is on this island now. It's like, it's a deserted island, right? There should be like 50 people, but there's like 8,000 people living on this island now.
Well, now they're off the island, so.
Are they? No. I don't watch. Just like, who the hell is, how wow. did, what? No, just, no, you're like, isn't this a deserted island? It's like Gilligan's Island, except if all the people who showed up on the guest stars every week in Gilligan's Island never left, right? So by the end of Gilligan's Island, there'd be like 900 people on Gilligan's Island. The astronaut, the whatever, the criminals, what, everybody would just be on this island because they never left. Is that what's happened to the show?
Pretty much.
There are people that come and don't leave.
There are people who die.
But, I mean, it's a deserted island, right?
It's a magic island.
Well, it's a magic island, whatever, but, like, everybody's there. There's just so many people. There's, like... Downtown Manhattan is somewhere on that island. They're going to be in the middle of Central Park this whole time. What the hell is cloud computing? I heard Alex talking about this earlier, but why do they have to come up with some nebulous term like this? It could be anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like the term either. And everyone who uses it in kind of a different way. I mean, it's most basic. I think it's just online services, pretty much.
Yeah, everything that's not on your computer, right, is in the cloud. Yep. Why is that a cloud? Right? It could be the galaxy, or it could be like heavenly computing.
If they just replaced the word cloud with internet, there would be much less confusion involved.
Right, but no, of course, some suit has to come up with, oh, cloud computing. It's in a cloud.
That way someone can trademark it.
What about the digital TV transition?
Oh, didn't they delay that?
They delayed that, or are they going to fuck everybody?
No, they delayed it.
No, the Senate voted to delay it, and the House voted not to delay it. So it's still not delayed. I think they're going to try and convince the House to vote again, but who knows?
I mean, how shitty is it? You're living in some crappy tenement building right out of Hill Street Blues, right? You're living one of those buildings in Hill Street Blues. You've got this shitty 1972 black and white TV with the rabbit ears and the aluminum foil on it. And at least you get like the free TV, and they're going to turn that shit off too.
Well, how about you being a futurist?
Everybody knows, obviously, because you could get some big fat government grants sitting around a university all day coming up with shit that no one can call you on in 100 years. Where the government's going to come back in 100 years and say, yeah, we want our money back? No way. I'm going to be a futurist. No, you know what? What we should do is have you guys heard the Christian Bale thing?
You want me to go fucking trash your lights?
I mean, everybody, do you guys think he's wrong or right?
I actually think he's being a jerk. I think he's being a total jerk.
Why?
Gordon, explain what happened.
So they're shooting some new Terminator movie, right? Terminator 12, another bad sequel, right?
Yes.
He's doing a take with some guy, and the fucking director of photography walks into the scene. And so he gets pissed off, right? Because it's like he's in the middle of a scene, blows the take. So he just fucking screams at the guy for like 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, right?
It was like 4.5 minutes or something. But
sure it felt like a long time.
But the guy deserved it, if you ask me, because number one, you're on a movie set. Right? And Christian Bale was right, though. I mean, I normally don't agree with movie stars because, number one, you know, they're almost universally assholes, right? And they got big heads, they've got big egos, and they live in these big huge mansions or whatever. They have no idea what reality is. But at the same time, he's on the set, they're doing this take, and what kind of professional is like, they're rolling film and the guy walks into the set? I mean,
well, just for the record, he didn't walk into the set. He walked into Christian Bale's line of sight, which I guess took him out of character. He wasn't like actually in front of the cameras.
You sure?
He didn't walk on, into the scene?
I don't think there's a diagram. I want to see like a diorama.
Well, I mean, like, I'm reading.
But that, to me, it doesn't matter. Even if he's, you can't, you know, I mean, so what? So the guy, he's doing acting, right?
In the middle of the fucking scene.
Yes, right. There's the soundboard already.
So, he shouldn't be in the, even though he's not in the scene, he's in his line of sight, what if he's like standing there eating his fucking Subway sandwich or whatever, or, you know, just screwing around? You can't be like sitting there doing jumping jacks in the guy's line of sight. And number one, and another thing, if he's the director of photography and they're already shooting, what is he going to do? Adjust the lights in the middle of the fucking take, right? I mean, don't you have to do that in between takes? I mean, what? It's going to affect the lighting in the scene. So just wait till the damn guy's done, for God's sake. He sounds like an asshole. His movie star and movie stars are generally assholes, but the guy's, he's got a point. I mean, he's trying to work here, and the guy's supposed to be professional. He totally blows the take. So everybody lay off Batman, for God's sake.
Lay off Batman, says Gordon.
Now, if someone here came in with a fucking bottle of mosquitoes and released them into the air, they definitely deserve to have their ass kicked. Because I'm fucking mosquitoes. They like home in on me. They're like stinger missiles. They come straight to me and they bite me. All, if you had like five of them in a jar, they'd all come to me immediately. I've got like the perfect pH balance or something. Some odor where the fucking mosquitoes come and chomp on me. It's obviously like the nerd Subway sandwich kind of odor. So if someone showed up, I'm not saying who, opened up a fucking jar of mosquitoes, they deserved it. They just deserved to have their ass kicked.
I would agree.
It would be like somebody opening up a can of like fleas. Hey, check this out. Holy shit. I guess it's really wrong, but Will said that Nathan liked Enterprise, which he immediately denied. And then Will said that Alex liked Voyager.
And which I
immediately denied as well.
Yes. I think Will makes unfounded assumptions about people's Star Trek preference based on their age, which I think is inappropriate.
Maybe Will actually likes Enterprise or Voyager.
I should at least get Enterprise, not Voyager, for God's sake.
Right. I don't know. I'd rather have Voyager. At least
Enterprise had Voyager. The guy from Quantum Leap.
I guess that's not really a rant. But did I tell you I figured out how Battlestar Galactica is going to end.
Oh, please don't spoil it. I mean, are you...
No, really? No, no, no.
Deducted?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, this is exactly how it's going to fucking end. It'll be the very last episode of season 4.5.7.8, right? The very last episode, whatever, they get to some planet or whatever, the Battle Galactic gets destroyed or whatever. And then Edward James Olmos, right? That's his name?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to wake up. And he's going to be on the set with Harrison Ford in Blade Runner as the Blade Runner. It makes sense because you know what? In Blade Runner, they call the replicants skin jobs, which they also call them in Battlestar Galactica.
The Cylons.
The Cylons, right. So that's how it's going to end. It's going to be just like the end of...
So it's going to be, it's really a dream of that character he played in Blade Runner with the city speak.
Right. And he wakes up and he's got that little funny hat on with, you know, and he's with.
and he's folding origami cranes or origami Cylons or something.
Yeah. And he's like, I just had a really weird ass fracking dream. That's how it's going to end. You know what it really is very interesting is how you cannot get a Blu-ray player on a Mac.
You know what it is?
What? Yeah, you know what it is? Is they're fucking assholes. That's what it is.
Steve Jobs doesn't want to pay licensing, man.
Yeah, you got to pay Sony, okay. Right?
You got to pay, you know what, in technology, you got to pay everyone for something, all right? Like the light-up keyboard, you got to pay for that. You got to pay for everything. Somebody has a patent on everything. Like putting paint on the case, there's probably a patent for. So why not just pay someone for Blu-ray. What are they going to do? HD? HD DVD at this point? I mean,
I think that they have
why is it on the superior Mac platform you can't get a Blu-ray player?
I think they would tell you to buy your high-def movies from iTunes and enjoy the low resolution.
But
well, it just kills me, though. What if you're actually using your Power Mac thing to do work? Like, you actually like, oh, I'm working on video. Okay, and they get like, okay, look at this Blu-ray disc, and then look at this scene, and we need you to do something, right? And like, oh, well, I can't do it on my computer because Apple's fucked me by not giving me a Blu-ray player.
but wait, in DVD Studio Pro 2 or whatever they're at, I think you can make Blu-rays.
I think you can make them, but you can't play them, and I don't even think they sell them with Blu-ray drives.
So you just do a Blu-ray on DVD? You do ABC HD onto DVD?
I don't know. It's rather odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I can get a laptop with a Blu-ray drive.
No, because Apple firmly doesn't believe in Blu-ray. They believe in video on demand.
So? So this is like their bullshit with the no right mouse button. They don't believe right
they,
mouse.
They don't.
Steve Jobs had a vision. The vision was no Blu-ray, no right mouse button.
So everybody with a Mac has to immediately go out and buy a fucking mouse with the right mouse button on it.
Well, they're all about selling accessories.
Well, I think that's bullshit, and yet again prove that Apple screws you.
I like Blu-ray because video on demand, the quality is just not.
You like having a disc.
I like having high quality. Like having 1080p video with high bitrate. Video on demand is, it's convenient, but I really don't like watching video on my iPhone, and I would rather pay for a Blu-ray disc like I can play on the big screen TV.
And lossless audio.
Mm. And rip.
Apple is just fucking everybody. We all agree.
Jeremy, by the way, says you can burn Blu-ray with a Mac if you have an external drive. And since Jeremy Williams is making a guest appearance.
Well, yeah, that's really nice. You can burn it on the disc.
He's our resident Jobs lover.
Yeah, but you can't play it.
I'm going to ask him. They don't even play them. Okay. So you can burn it, but then you have to play it someplace else.
No, I don't know about you, but that's some fucked up shit. Right? Remember how great USB was when it first came out? Because, serial, parallel, all that shit got thrown away, PS2. But now we have mini USB, USB, micro USB, type A, type B, type AB. And isn't there like, there's even a newer USB connector coming out. Of course, with USB 3, why don't they just use one USB connector? Why does it have to be different on both sides? Why didn't they design it so it's just like the same on both sides?
You mean so? You know what I want to know? Why don't they design it so it couldn't go in both ways? It should be up or down,
right?
Oh, I hate that.
Which one's up? Which one's down?
Because
right?
It's not a trapezoid. The USB, it's a rectangle, and because it's a rectangle, you can't tell which is up and down.
They should have done is made it a circle if they wanted to make it really annoying.
And the thing is,
like
on some other boards,
I hate S video.
Right, yeah. But no one, S video's gone. But I mean, but USB, you would think they would make it. Yeah, like some other boards, the up is up, and some are down is down. And it's different on every laptop, every motherboard.
Well, no, it's different on half of the laptops.
Well, yeah. But I mean, but then there's like 50 connectors now.
There are like 50 connectors.
Right? Somebody had to come over to borrow, like, hey, you got this connector? I've never seen it before. Yeah, it's micro USB.
But they're compatible, right? So you could conceivably have adapters for all of
them. Yeah, I have an adapter. But why do I have to buy an adapter for it?
Well, it's an accessory. You should love buying accessories. That should make you feel better about yourself.
It's all one thing. Just design it right the first time.
Well, I agree with that. I thought the mini USB didn't have power, though.
What? Yeah, it has power.
But it does. I mean, when they initially were pushing USB, they were like, oh, mini USB is not going to have power. And then, of course, mini USB does have power because everything charges off of mini USB now.
It doesn't have that much power. I mean, like FireWire, you could light a house on fire with that.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
well, you know, FireWire is an Apple thing.
But just come up with one connector. There's like, there's like five connectors now. And then you got like cords like, oh, this end doesn't fit this end. It's like, it's maddening. I don't know if they're just doing that to sell you cables or something. Has anybody ever used the AP Stylebook?
I'm not even. No. What is that? The Associated Press?
Normal people do not. It's the Associated Press Stylebook, right?
Okay.
So everybody who you follow a style, basically, for the non-journalism people, this is a book.
Have you ever used the AP Stylebook?
Everybody uses the AP style. Like you, okay. They make you learn it in college, right?
Well, not me, but nope. Okay.
Well, but, not me. Either. Right, but so, but if you have actually looked in the AP style book, you actually will go to an entry called, oh, well, I need to know how what this means. In the AP style book, it'll tell you, look elsewhere. Look in this other entry.
Right? Just like it's a thesaurus. Like,
yeah, but I'm here. Just give it to me, for God's sake. But in the, but the AP style book, it's nothing but like point. It's like it's pointing here. It's pointing there. It's a
choose your own adventure book.
Every right? time you're looking for something, you gotta go to like five different places to actually find the answer.
You know, that's not something to be very angry about.
Well, it is if you ever actually use a damn thing. You can't find anything in the fucking AP style book. Well, you know, actually, I don't know what to come. So in our bathroom. We have a sink in the men's bathroom that's just been plugged. It's like you use it, and it's just got this rancid gray water. And some asshole threw like a towel in there, right? Paper towel. It's just resting in the and it's just been like that for weeks.
It drains really slow. Like in the morning when you come in, if you're the first person to wash your hands, it's going to be empty.
Right, but it just builds up, and it's gross. So, yes. But see, the thing is, I don't know who to be angry at that because – number one, I was like, well, I need to call facilities because they need to fix this. But then I'm thinking, I call facilities to have them fix everything. This is broken, that's broken, this is broken.
Right.
None of you fucking assholes ever call anybody to fix anything, so I'm not calling on this one. I'm just waiting to say, somebody on this floor is going to be responsible and actually tell facilities the sink is clogged. But no, everybody's so fucking lazy, they won't bother to go to the email client and say, hey, the sink is clogged. Please have them unclog it.
Well, so I really I want to see how long it's going to take.
Well, I'm not going to do it. I do. I have the coffee machine, the spills, the cracks, the shit that's broken, everything. I'm like that cranky neighbor who calls the fucking cops every time somebody walks down the street. But I'm not going to call this one in.
I always call about the temperature. When it's 90 degrees at our desks, I'm always the one complaining about that.
So it's you guys. It's everyone on the third floor who was not calling facilities to fix that goddamn thing.
I think we're all doing the same thing. It's like a stare down contest. We're seeing who's going to blink first.
Ooh,
it's
this gross. Sounds like a game theory thing.
You go in there, like right now, it'll be half full of gray water with bits of hair and soap.
Hair, yeah, it's pretty gross. The good days are when somebody puts a paper towel instead of a piece of toilet paper in it. There was gum in there the other day. That was pretty gross.
Now, people don't realize this, but Shakespeare was a hack, all right? He basically did. No, Shakespeare was the equivalent of reality TV and whatever the hell, whenever that
That's
was.
That's true.
Right? Because it was mass media entertainment. Yeah, it was only 150 people, but that's mass media back then. It wasn't for rich people.
Well, and it was for the girls.
Here's my argument. Now, you get all these Shakespeare-loving snobs, and they do little Shakespeare festivals. I've actually been to a couple. They're really cool. But Shakespeare people, like, look down their nose at everything. Like, hey, oh, it's not Shakespeare. Shakespeare was fucking – it was American Idol or whatever. It was the same thing as reality TV. And here's what they don't realize. Of course, here's what you get. And then the argument was like, well, people still can quote Shakespeare, whatever, 300 years later. I was like, yes. But you know what? If I went through this building, right, and I said, quote me some Shakespeare, I'd probably get like 6 people out of 180 that could do it. But if I said, can you sing – the theme song for Gilligan's Island, right? 175 people out of 100 people could sing it, down to the very last word. And the only reason why people remember Shakespeare 300 years later is because it's equivalent of Gilligan's Island. 300 years
later. Well, they teach it in high school is why we know it now.
No, but I'm just saying that's the only – but why would they – come on. It's mass media – entertainment is what it was.
So you're saying Gilligan's Island is a meme?
No, I'm just saying that people shouldn't look down at Gilligan's Island and bad TV because in 500 years people will be singing the theme song from the Jeffersons, but they will not like, right, you know, whatever wacky Renaissance fair like thing they do somewhere, you know. But I'm sorry.
So you're saying Shakespeare has a 500 year expiration date, basically?
No, I'm just saying.
End of the century is gone if nobody's people, in the carry anymore.
Maybe people that are big Shakespeare fans should really embrace, you know, the pop culture kind of bad TV stuff because it's
what
really
about the Klingons? The Klingons love Shakespeare.
Well, only in the original Klingon.
Well, that's true.
So here's what happened. So I created the spreadsheet. I saved it on the server. The very next day, I go to get it, and it's gone. I swear to God, I created it like at 3 p.m. 10 o'clock the next morning, it's gone. Nowhere. Of course, no one will cop it, right?
Really well.
What I really liked, though, was that I think it was Natalie. She goes, well, did you back it up? It's like, back it up. It's been like one. It's not even a day. It's not even like 12 hours later. It's gone. It's like, why would you need to back it up immediately? So then, of course, it's like, okay, I know somebody deleted it here, obviously because out of spite, right? So I call IT and I say, can you restore the file? And then I announce to the entire room that they're going to restore the file and they're going to tell me who deleted it. So then finally the person admits that they deleted it. I'm not going to name the person, but.
Oh, it was Catherine. Tell
it smoked the person out. I'm not going to. It worked. It was a good bluff because our IT department, and I'm hoping they're not listening, couldn't tell you if you went in and deleted every single file on there. Right? I mean, could they? I mean, like, no, they wouldn't be able to tell me that. They'd be like, well, we don't care. They would say, don't you have a backup? It's like, yes, you have the fucking backup.
Yeah, when you did that, Gordon, I was sitting over there thinking, man, there is no fucking way that they can tell who deleted that.
Well, why couldn't they? I mean, come on, they should be able to tell you who deleted shit, right?
One would think that, but I don't think so, man. I think that's beyond the powers that we have here.
Don't you think at a company where if somebody deleted an entire, like, everybody's work, that they'd be able to tell you who deleted it? But that's a different thing.
All that you needed was them to believe that they could tell you, though, and it worked out.
Yeah.
Catherine immediately rolled.
Yeah.
2 seconds.
It was just like a scene from Homicide, though, man.
It was a Perry Mason.
Totally like, we have the tape of you killing that hooker. It's like, okay, I did it. Oh, we don't have the tape.
No tape. You got another one?
Yeah, Outlook. Okay. See, now, I don't understand why you don't have a problem with this, Will.
I have so a problem with a lot of
create, no, no. So if you create a multi-day appointment, like say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, actually, here's a good example. The 23rd through the 27th, I'm not going to be here, right? So I create this thing to say I'm not going to be here. But the email that it sounds out to the people to tell them says I'm not going to be here from Monday through Saturday. Why would it do that? Why can't you just, when you create like a reminder for a day, like say Monday is a holiday, why can't it just say, holiday Monday. It's a reminder for this date. Not like, oh, it's a holiday. So what you do is you click, right? You click new appointment. And then I'm going to say holiday. And then you click the all day event. It fills everything. It's like 12:01 a.m. until 11:59 p.m. You're gone. Why can't it just put a thing that just says holiday or whatever? Well, there's no actual time.
That's what it does on the, I understand how the days work and how, you know, 11:59 is the end of the day.
Yeah, but why? Come on. Why? I could do that in the Palm desktop in 1998, okay? And it worked right. But fucking Outlook later. There was like 10 versions later and you still can't do that?
Palm desktop was so awesome. Why isn't Palm still using that?
They are, though. I think they're going to probably use it with the pre.
No way. There's no way. The pre syncs with web services. The cloud,
I'm sure it'll work with it. I'm serious. I mean, come on. That's just ancient technology. Why can't Outlook do that?
You're rapidly turning into the get off my lawn guy, man.
Here's my problem.
Exactly what I wanted.
Everybody knows it's the worst fucking email client, calendar scheduling client in the world, right?
Oh,
everybody knows. So here's what I want to know. Like when you're at Microsoft, and you're in the cafeteria, and you're like, oh, hey, what do you do here? I work on the Excel team. Yeah, I do that little icon. Oh, that's cool, man. Because you know, if you work on Outlook, even at Microsoft, they'd probably be like, oh, man, you're one of those assholes that works on Outlook, right? Can't you guys get anything right? It's like if we didn't force people to take Outlook with Word and Excel, you wouldn't be anywhere, you sons of bitches. You're probably in the cafeteria. It's probably like, man, I wish we could sell you off and and buy the Palm desktop. No, wait, I still got to talk about the Twitter guys.
Oh, no.
You guys read that story?
About how they swear they have a business plan?
No, not that. But oh. No, not even the fact. I mean, come on. That's what they got to do, right? If I worked there, too, I'd be like, it's the greatest thing, too. Whatever. I'd be telling. Here's my problem.
You have a hard to believe you have a problem.
Now the problem is, of course, the media is like, you know, anything that had to do with Twitter is like the coolest thing, right? I was reading this story on news.com, and it's about these guys, and the headline is Twitter and iPhone help find lost gear.
Right? What?
I remember reading that, yeah.
Where was he?
Oh, no.
Of course, it's like, what a great thing, except for the one thing. The other guy who froze to fucking death out there, right?
Wait, what? And, where was this?
Yeah. This is in the Alps or something. So one guy, like, gets his loss, so he puts out, like, a Twitter. Okay. It's like, okay, hey, you've got cell phone service. In fact, you've got data fucking connectivity.
Why don't you call for help,
dumbass?
Yeah, that's...
Right? I mean, how fucking stupid are you?
Well, you can't send the GPS coordinates.
So like you say, he does a Twitter, so he's going to count on his slacker friend sitting home. Hey, what's fucking Will's loss? Oh, I bet it's hella cold out there. I would think like, hey, I'm lost. I'm going to call the police, right?
Yeah.
You're going to count on your slacker social networking crowd to call fucking 911 for you?
He could have just used Looped. That would have given him exactly where he was on the map and everything.
He could have just called the police.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Right? Maybe he didn't know the number for 911.
No. I mean, of course you want to make fun of the guy, but his friend who got like, he fell off the mountain or something, he's dead. So it's like, man, that sucks. But it's like, dude.
Wow. I feel bad for laughing.
Why didn't you just like call whatever it is, 911 or whatever the hell they use over there? I mean, don't you think that's insane? What's wrong with people? And you know he's probably some kid or something, because there's an older person would be doing that.
So this is a question.
29-year-old, I think.
Okay. Do you think maybe that, I mean, is there a possibility that he had data service, but he couldn't get a voice connection?
Has that ever happened to you?
I mean, I've been places that I had the old GSM connection, or what was the other one? DLDR or... GMRT or whatever, well, you know, the one for Edge.
It was an iPhone.
I'm just saying, but all I know is the dot on the iPhone rather than.
All I know is, you know, you got like cell phone service, you call 911. You don't Twitter your Slacker friends sitting at home playing PlayStation, smoking a joint for help.
Was it a text? Did he send a text or was he like firing up Twinkle?
I don't know. But I mean, what's wrong with people, man? It's the youths today, man. What the hell's wrong with them?
I don't take responsibility for today's youth.
That's you should. You're
Who's
part
the
of
the youngest. Like, Alex, you got to take responsibility. What's wrong with this guy?
I don't even have an iPhone. I think I'm off the hook.
There's got to be a reason. Like maybe in Europe, the way things work is different. Maybe he had data but no voice or something. Or maybe
the young people are just conditioned to like, I'm in trouble. I've got to contact my social networking crowd to help.
I mean, I do see that. I mean, you see that on message boards. Like,
I'm being robbed.
Is that the only thing he did? I mean, maybe he did that after he had already called somebody or something.
I don't know. All I know is, like, it just sounds pretty fucking stupid to me. I mean, you've got, dial tone, like, you call somebody.
Hey, I think somebody's outside my house breaking in, and then, like, they posted on a fucking message board rather than calling the police.
Right. But, of course, it's like as though this is a good thing. Like, oh, yes, look, Twitter and the iPhone saved this guy. His friend froze to death, but it saved
this guy. That's like the guy who got
maybe if he called 911, maybe it would turn out a little differently, but.
Wow, we'll never know.
I don't know any of this web shit, but Norm, Will, you guys follow it. When do we actually get to Web 3.0?
Web 3.0 is the semantic web.
So are we there yet? I'm just saying that
2012
machine readable. It's when the machines use the web without people.
Who established this? Is there some board
Tim O'Reilly,
or something like that? And they like, hey, well, yeah, we're there.
Tim O'Reilly, you know, he'll probably announce it at one of his conferences.
We've reached it. Web 3.0.
We're rolling over the odometer.
Have you guys ever heard of the rollover effect? My friend Ed came up with this. Oh, wait. Can I put out a shout to someone?
Is this Ed Homage?
No, it's a different Ed.
Oh. No, yeah, you can shout out. Shout out to your buddy Ed.
No, this is my...
Fuck, do you think this is Love Line, man? You can't do a shout out here.
Yeah, I can do a shout out. This is my rant. I could rant. Do whatever.
No shout out. Andy, bleep the shout out.
No, I'm gonna do a shout out.
Okay, we'll let you shout it out. Seriously, Andy.
No, I'll just do it next time. No. So anyway, this it's a really good, interesting theory. That is the rollover. You guys, have you ever seen this? And it's really true. It's like, you know how your car odometer gets, well, the old ones, of course, that gets at like 99,999 miles and it would go back to zero.
I remember that happened the first time. It was a big event. Like, we all got in the car and rode around the block until it rolled.
So it's not just cars, though. My friend Ed, he notices. It's also people. Have you ever, like, now this is true, right? There's plenty of engineers. You ever meet like an engineer? It's like, damn, this guy is smart. But he's also the dumbest guy I know. How could you be so smart but be so dumb? You know?
For example?
Well, like, you know, like, I don't even understand what that formula is or whatever theory you just talked about. But I do know that the change from getting your Diet Coke is this much. Or I can survive getting cross street without getting run over. You know those people, right?
How many engineers die in traffic every day?
Oh, probably plenty of them. It's everything. It's every single thing where you just like, you have people that are just like, wow, they're so smart and they're so dumb because they've like rolled over. Their odometers have rolled over. They've gone back to zero, but they still have the high mileage, but they're back at zero, right?
So you're saying their brains are too full of high level stuff for them to be able to process, you know, simple mundane things like looking left and right when they cross the street.
All I know is you'll look everywhere. It's every single, you know, there's people that are like, how could you possibly be so smart, but so dumb?
We need to have some real honest to God rage.
And what about Spock?
Okay.
Right. I was telling Norm about this, right? Now you go into Enterprise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spock can do everybody's job except better, right?
That's true.
Now, you notice that? It's like, so it's like transporters are out. Spock's on the bridge because he's got to do the shit up there because obviously everybody in the bridge is an incompetent idiot too. So he has to talk to Scotty and talk him through how to fix the Enterprise, right? So Scotty's trying to up in the Jeffries troop, trying to fix it, doesn't know what he's doing. So then Spock has to tell him whatever, inverse logic, whatever, blah, 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 right?
Do you think Scotty's really doing what Spock tells him to do, or he's just like, yeah, keep talking, I'm going to fix the machine?
No, he does. He does everything, right? So look, he could do Scotty's job.
It's true.
He can fly the ship. He can fix the ship. He can run the ship when the Kirk has like got the clap or something in sick bay.
I don't know. Can he sleep with the blue girls?
Right. He's doing everything. That's the
question. Only during Ponfar.
But I'm just saying, it's just like, whoa, Spock did everything. He could do everybody's job on that ship.
So why were not all the Starfleet ships crewed with nothing but Vulcans?
Right, see, that's the thing, of course. And, you know, the really messed up thing is he'd go down a typical day, right? He'd go into sick bay. McCoy would say some racist ass shit to him, right? Oh, you half-breed, green, whatever. I mean, why didn't Spock just kick his ass? You know, he's got like four times his strength. He had to just flatten him, but no, he just gets that pissed off look. It's like, oh, you fucking... And he's on the bridge. And of course,
maybe we'll find out.
Right, but they're trying to figure something out. Spock is just biting his tongue.
He knows the answer.
Episode, right? Every episode, he's just like, fucking dumb humans. Just do this. All right, okay, you gotta let them figure it out. But no, the whole time, he's got his hands behind his back, just like, I know the answer. But, you know, I have to let you figure it out. Otherwise, you will never learn, you dumbass humans. It's so hard for him not to say that.
Okay, so I got a question for you. Have you seen the trailer for the new Star Trek movie? The most recent one?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's going to suck.
What? Why?
Well, number one, the rule is you don't remake the movie while the original actors are still alive. Right.
Okay.
Well, like, they don't name ships after presidents until they croak, generally, except for Bush, right?
Well, okay.
So you got to honor this. You can't just like redo the movie while they're still alive. It's going to suck. You know it's going to suck.
Did you like the trailer?
No, it looks stupid. It's like, what the hell? It's just, you know, it's typical Hollywood, you know? I'm surprised they haven't remade Dark Knight yet. It's going to be even darker. He's going to tark even, you know, even he's going to screech even more.
Okay.
But, I mean, come on, there's no reason to redo Star Trek. I mean, it's like,
you're
going to remake Star Wars now? They're going to, you know, he's going to do it. They're going to remake Star Wars.
Well, George, it's only a matter of time.
No, there's no way. He's making so much money off merchandise that they're not going to do it. They're casting for the TV show, the live-action TV show right now.
Think of how awesome the original series would be if he applied the technology used in the prequels with the first three movies.
No. That was the whole idea of the prequels.
I think that there's room to improve the original movies that we all know and love. Think of how awesome it would be if instead of, say, Sir Alec Guinness playing Obi-Wan Kenobi, it was a CGI reconstruction of Bernie Mac.
Yeah. What they also need to do is also remake movies that like Godfather and Godfather 2, I think.
Well, what's his name did that with Psycho, right? Did you see that shot-for-shot remake? That's called plagiarism in print.
it's going to suck.
This is just Gordon Mong's apathetic sighing of the week.
Now, here is, although I'll tell you one thing. If my kid grows up and is so fucking stupid that she goes on the internet to complain about her workplace, and apparently my guess is her boss is probably in her fucking Facebook, right?
Well, of course.
I will have my kid gets fired doing that, I'd be like, I will fire you too. I hope they rehire you and fire you again.
For being a dumbass.
For being a dumbass. Listen, you guys, I don't think that would do it. But I know Nathan is definitely of that crowd where every single little thing he puts on his little whatever something, right? Everything, because everybody wants to look at me, right? So, I mean, these people like, hey, next thing you know, they're going to be like, dude, I just robbed a 7-Eleven last night. Yeah. 35th Ave. Yeah, thanks. Okay. Well, how'd you get me? It was on your Facebook, dumbass. Right? I mean, this entire generation of kids is like, they think they have to write everything down.
And then they complain about privacy.
Yeah. So don't, you know, and they're, oh, you, I get the, my boss complain. Dude, if you write on the internet that your boss is a fucking idiot and he fires you, what do you think he's going to do? Ha ha, my employee calls me a fucking idiot, right on the internet to all my other employees. They're going to fire you.
Yeah, I mean, you can call me a fucking idiot on the internet. I'm not going to fire you.
Come on. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the way we operate here.
But come on, you got to admit, there's just something. We grew up on cartoons where, you know, the duck would have the anvil dropped on his head, right? And so we're kind of a different kind of special fucked up. But these kids, man, I don't know what they're going to grow up to be.
If they could go two ways, what would the two ways be?
I think the problem is it's sort of like
on one end we have Blade Runner, the other end we have Star Trek. What are the two extremes?
What it is the kids, the problem with the kids is they basically have created their own little fantasy of being a star, like the entire world wants to know what they're doing. So now their problem is if everybody in the world doesn't know what they're doing at every single little moment, they have failed.
So
right?
Celebrity attention whoring is destroying our planet.
Yeah, they think they're micro celebrities, you know?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there are people that want to know, like, ooh, Madonna just had diarrhea, right? But they don't care if you do.
Is that really something you want to know? That's not something I ever want to know.
There are people that want to know that.
That's an image I can't get. I mean, that's horrible.
But I feel bad now that the generation we're raising now, their world is like, oh, they think everybody wants to know that, but we don't. And of course, they're going to be crushed when nobody wants to know it. So what's going to happen to them? Except they're going to go to school with a phaser and vaporize the whole damn wing or something.
People who have PhDs should not be allowed to call themselves doctors. Right?
Okay, well, why is that? I disagree, but why? Why do you
because
think
it's like
idea?
You don't go like, I'm having a heart attack, get me a fucking PhD and whatever. No, you want an MD, you want a doctor who can save your life. Not like somebody's going to like consult with you on something. Right? But well, no, they all want to call themselves doctor. No, you're not a doctor. The only doctors people care about are the kind that can save their damn life. Not like if you have a PhD in dog food making or something. No one wants to know about that.
So do you not think the dentist and optometrist should be called doctors as well?
Well, if they're actually MDs, I mean, dentists actually have quite a bit of medical training and they probably could save your life. But what the fuck is some psychologist going to do?
Well, a psychologist isn't necessarily a doctor. But I mean, I think somebody who goes to school for like 10 years deserves to be called a doctor if they wrote a dissertation and all that shit.
Yeah, so what? So you go to 10 schools. But I'm just saying, people don't like go like, hey, we're in a theater. Is there a doctor here? Oh, yeah, I'm a doctor. Oh, well, we need your help with this. Oh,
sorry, I'm an anthropologist.
No. They should have some other classification. It should be, I went to fucking school for 10 years kind of something.
I'm going to go out on a limb. Well, PhDs go to school for a long time. I mean, it's not like you just go
whatever.
In and fucking head to DeVry and they slam out some
It doesn't
some
matter. People don't – you're not – it's whatever. So you – it doesn't matter. I don't care what you did. Nobody's asking for you though. Whenever somebody says, I need a doctor, they're never going like, oh, I need a PhD.
I don't think somebody who has a PhD would respond if somebody's like obviously having a heart attack in a movie theater. And they
say, swear to God, you know, some of those people want to respond. It's like, well, I have a doc. Well, just because I'm technically a doctor too. No,
not that this contribution will be greeted by anything other than scorn from Gordon, but doctor in terms of teacher or professor or someone other than a physician has been around for over 1,000 years. The physician term for doctor has been around for far less.
I think that this is probably going to be Gordon's most controversial rant ever, because I think that there's probably going to be a lot of angry people with PhDs that are out to get you after this, Gordon.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, what would you suggest calling these faux doctors?
I'm just saying it doesn't help that they
should we call them Dr. Renos?
Dr. Renos? I don't know. Doctorettes? Like, you know, they have bombs and they have bomblets for like, oh, a big bomb and then like a little tiny bomb. It's a let, right? You have an application, you have an applet.
I frankly think
so, doclet.
The confusion is already covered by the terms MD and PhD, for example. Oh, you're an MD. You're a medical doctor.
Oh, especially when you go like, oh, I need an MD. Is there an MD here? I'm not asking for specifically any PhDs or anybody with a master's or, you know. No, I'm having a heart attack. Get me. No, you want like a doctor.
You
know,
you think they'll accept a paramedic too? When they ask for a doctor, I think they just want somebody.
I take a nurse, honestly. I mean, I take a fucking
a physician's assistant, a paramedic, an EMT. Right. But they don't OT. Necessarily want.
Oh, come on! Do you know that those damn people with their PhDs are like, oh well, should I say something? No, you fucking asshole! They're looking for a doctor.
I disagree. Just for the record, and for everyone listening, I could not disagree with Gordon Moore. I think the PhDs. I think it's nice that we call them doctors, and I'm happy with that. I have no feelings about this.
I agree with Will.
That's great. Next time there's a medical emergency, and some guy like, well, I'm an economist, and I've got a PhD from Harvard, and can I help? No, I don't know CPR or any of that stuff, but let me tell you about – no.
I mean, the thing is, though, if you're in a life-threatening situation, are you going to care? Argument.
What?
Are you going to care, though?
Oh, man.
If some asshole who doesn't actually have any, you know, medical training comes up, I'm a doctor. You ever notice when you go to the express lane checkers never actually are in express mode? Right? Now it's like if you get an express lane and there's like 10 people in that line, usually they're moving along. But when the express lane gets down to like 2 people, that person starts working really fucking slow and they start having conversations.
So you think the express lane checker should be like Mr. Data when he's jamming all those chips back in the computer in the enterprise?
I think express lane should be express lane all the time. Now whether there's one person ahead of you or 2 people, just all the time. Because I think they're the only like that. It's like, oh, maybe there's 10 people. I better work in express lane mode. But it gets down to like 2 people. It's like, hey, how's it going? Hey, yeah. Because I had this happen the other day. We had to go buy ice cream to go to like a dinner thing. And the person is one person ahead of me. And of course, she's having this whole fucking conversation with the person. You know?
Uh-huh.
And I think also if you're buying stuff in the express lane, you should not have the express lane conversation with the checker.
Well, the express lane conversation should be different from the normal checkout conversation. Oh, it's not how, hey, how are the kids? I haven't seen you in a while, blah, 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 blah. It's hey, where's your money? Get the fuck out.
This damn thing went on for like a minute and a half, you know, which is, if you're in the express lane, that's a hell of a long time.
I agree with you on this one. I think you're absolutely right. This is a rant-worthy topic.
I think April's Fool jokes are for assholes.
Do you have any examples you'd care to give?
Well, why would you just have one day where everybody decides to act like a total ass, right? Because I can do it any day. In fact, I do it any day. You don't have to like, oh, hey, it's one official day I can act. What the hell is that, you know? What kind of a, what? I don't get it. Well, why don't we have like April 2nd Fool's Day, you know? I mean,
$5 says Nathan's on the April Fool's Day webpage right now for Wikipedia.
Well, no, he has it built in. I mean, I'm just saying it just seems like ridiculous. It's suddenly everybody acts like a dumbass on one day. And it's excuse. Right?
Well, it's April Fool's Day is one of the traditional nerd holidays, like Halloween, and I guess that's probably it, actually.
I think I think every day is a traditional nerd holiday.
Okay.
So was there some special day for you to like act even more nerdier? No.
Well, but if you think about it, like Halloween is a day that traditionally, you know, the nerds, you know, dressing up in a costume that traditionally would get you beaten up is socially acceptable. Same thing for April Fool's Day with pulling pranks on people. Nerds like pranks. Hence, the internet goes batshit crazy on April Fool's Day.
So only one day? So you save it up for the whole year? Just do whatever you want to do it, for God's sake.
Gordon says, be crazy all the time. I agree.
That could have negative social repercussions, which is why most people confine it to April Fools.
It would be like this. Oh, my God. Nathan got his arm cut off in the lab. We need a doctor. I'm a doctor? Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not really a doctor. I've got a PhD in child psychology. Shit. I was just fucking with you. Hey, man.
Well done.
Bringing it back. Yeah. Callbacks.
Yeah, that was... That was a total Seinfeldian wrapper around there. Nicely done. Hey, did you notice the plastic bag that some dumbass flushed in the toilet in the bathroom?
Really?
No.
You didn't see it yet, huh? Yeah,
Did it fill up like a balloon or something?
I walked in there and I was just like, no, this is it. I'm leaving. There's nothing I can do here. And I turned around and walked on.
It's been It's like the Bermuda Triangle of people who don't know how to use the goddamn restroom.
Okay.
It's never the other stuff.
If Gordon hasn't seen the bag, then there's nothing really we can discuss.
All right.
But yeah, that bag, you are right about the Bermuda Triangle stall.
You know, actually, I think the sad thing, have everybody heard about this? You want to fill us in on this, Norm?
There is a race going on right now. Ashton Kutcher, the Kutch, has called out CNN. To reach the 1 millionth Twitter follower the quickest. And then Larry King, who, if you know Larry King at all, if you've seen him at all, he doesn't know how to use internet. He doesn't use email. He's the most old school journalist ever. He went on YouTube and called Ashton Kutcher out and says, you can't take us on. We're a fucking network. I dare you to take us on when you can come on my show and I'll come on your Twitter. And then Ashton Kutcher has now rallied his celebrity friends to boost his Twitter follower rating. And EA has chimed in. EA is going to put whoever's Ashton Kutcher's 1 million Twitter follower in
Basically,
The Sims 3.
What I'm hearing so far, and I like Twitter, but this is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life by a pretty wide margin.
Yeah, but the problem is this is the whole part of the whole problem. I mean, why the hell is a fucking network, right? A legitimate news network like CNN getting involved with this bullshit celebrity. It's like everything you hate. It's like the media, a fucking celebrity, and social networking and the internet dweebs, right? It's all three of them combined.
In fairness, I don't think that this is, I don't feel that this is the media. I feel that this is Larry King, who's a talk show host.
But it's
kind of like Oprah, but older and, you know, a little bit more news focused.
You know, the whole damn thing is a setup, right? They probably arranged this in some cab ride or something. So it's all bullshit. It's just some fake thing to drive traffic and to get, you know, increase, you know, viewership on the channel. But I think the thing that kills me is, it's all about Twitter. Like, who fucking cares how many people are, whatever, looking at your Twitter page?
Well, I think CNN cares because then they can break stories, send links, and then, you know, if you have a million followers, one out of 100 click on it, that's 10,000 people visiting the story, if I do my math correctly.
See, that's the thing is that it's just about the money. They're just suckering us, you know? All this is about them making more money. So what I don't understand is why anybody even cares. And why the hell does anybody care about Ashton Kutcher?
Because he's married to Demi Moore.
No, people care about his post pictures of Demi Moore in her underwear.
Last time she made a move everybody cared about. Right?
Ghost, maybe?
Yeah, that was like, holy shit, that was like 20 years ago.
Well, that's true.
It's like a has-been and a has-been. Who cares?
Isn't she single-handedly, you know, paying for the Botox and plastic surgery industry? Looking younger?
I don't know.
I just know it's just, I mean, you don't even really need to comment on that because who fucking cares, for God's sake?
I
mean,
yeah, that's where I fall.
Anyway, Larry King, the whole thing is just, it's just enough to turn your stomach. Did you guys see the Captain Kirk chair thing?
Yes.
I wanted $2,000 is awesome.
Yes, $2,000, but none of us would ever afford it because.
Well, we work at a magazine.
We could afford it, but then we're also in relationships, so it's not going to happen. But so it's the Captain Kirk chair. You can buy this $2,000 exact replica of Captain Kirk's chair. Really fucking cool. I was like, wow, that's so cool, but I'm never going to buy that. And then so Tom, he sent me a link to a a sleeping bag. That's like, okay, now this is cool. Now the Captain Kirk chair is cool, but this is even cooler. This is a sleeping bag that looks like a Tauntaun. Right?
This is awesome.
No, right? So, yeah, it's
Yeah,
so it looks like a sleeping bag. So you open it up, and the inside looks like the inside of a Tauntaun, which is the entrails of a Tauntaun.
I haven't seen this. Right? Let's check it out.
Oh, dude.
No. Wait. Go ahead. Find it, Norm.
It's on ThinkGeek. It was ThinkGeek's April Fool's joke.
Fool's joke. Oh.
Yes. But you know what? I got that fucking link on April 10th. Right? So I send the link of the chair to my wife. It's like, hey, look at this. Wouldn't it be cool to have this? It's like, yeah, sure. $2,000, are you joking? But then, of course, like, hey, but here, look, it's a Tauntaun sleeping bag. Let's buy this for our kids. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. It's like, so I go to buy it, and it's like, fuck yeah. It's a fucking joke, right? But it's like, April Fool's is over. So you made everybody look like a dumbass on April 1st. But it's April 10th. Turn that shit off or add a thing on there that says April Fool's joke. I got approval to buy the fucking thing. I can't even buy it.
So here's the thing. They're going to make it. They're trying to make it. They're trying to get licensing.
Like Lucasfilm is going to let them do that. They're going to let me build like a fucking Gordon-Ung remake of Star Wars before they let them do that.
Well, that's true.
Well, they don't have to call it a Tauntaun, you know, sleeping bag. They can say it's a
mythical two-legged stalking beast.
Sack.
Okay, next rant. That was good. Keep them moving.
You know what happens in the beginning? Like if you, Norm, you could go to China. We could go this. We could make this fucking sleeping bag. We could call it a whatever. We could call it a York, right? We could sell it on our website. And we'd be just like, we'd be cruising with our truckload of, you know, York's coming in on a boat, right? And then suddenly, like, you'd have a, so the shot would be of our ship coming over from China. With this whole fucking cargo load of York's. And then what it would be? Be this huge wedge-shaped Lucasfilm lawyer-filled thing, right? And they would blast our ship, they'd blow the doors, and then all the stormtroopers, the lawyers, would come boarding the ship and they'd seize everything.
Like in the beginning of episode four.
Episode four, whatever.
Right. Where Darth Vader, they burn the door, and the guys with the weird hats come storming and try to protect. They get mowed over, and then R2-D2 and C-3PO eject, and next thing you know, the Death Star blows up.
Right, and then Lucas himself, the replicant of George Lucas, would come in, grab Norm by the throat, and say, "Where is your manifest for all these illegally produced Lucasfilm infringements?" These aren't infringements. That brings up another one. Stormtroopers.
What's wrong with stormtroopers?
Why do they wear the armor? Don't you think the armor never stopped anything. It didn't stop blaster fire. It didn't stop lightsabers. Right?
This is true.
With rocks and sticks, it didn't even stop. It didn't stop shit. It was like made out of styrofoam. If I were a stormtrooper, I would have said, shit, I'm just ditching this stuff. It doesn't do us any good. Why are they wearing it? Did it ever stop one single round from anyone?
So you're saying somebody plunks a D-cell battery at a stormtrooper from across the Death Star and
they do, right?
It fucking goes down like a box of rocks.
They hit them with rocks down.
Yeah, this is true. So I got no.
Why armor? No armor. What's the point?
Well, they look cool. They're pretty scary. They look
cool, but let's face it, everybody shoots them and they go down.
I mean, those guys in Tatooine who are sitting out there checking the papers and making sure the droids aren't the ones they're looking for, I was scared of those guys when I was 8 years old because they were scary looking.
Yeah, until you find out that, whoa.
Well, they're utterly harmless.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're terrible shots and they have absolutely no protection. You're absolutely right. They should be walking around in their underwear for all the good the armor does.
It must have been like faulty cloning technology because, you know, they're all cloned from one guy.
No, okay, I'll bring this up because my wife wanted me to. So which means I have to do it, right?
Does she listen to the show?
No, I don't think so. But she just tells me things to complain about. She wants to complain about them. So she's driving through the park. Now, it's a good one, though. I want to get your opinion. She's driving through Golden Gate Park. She goes to try to park the van there. And she sees a spot. And there's a woman standing there in the spot. So she's like, you can't reserve spots. So she just starts backing the vehicle. And then the woman gets all pissed off because she's like, hey, I'm reserving this spot. My husband, he couldn't pull an illegal U-turn, so he's going
around
the block.
She's just standing there?
Yeah, she's just standing in the spot. My wife is like, fuck you. This is San Francisco. It's like, this is a parking spot. You got a better chance of winning the lotto than getting a parking spot in San Francisco. She just starts backing in. The woman gets all pissed off.
Did she run her over?
No, because the woman finally figured out, like, I better get out of this spot, but they just parked and they got out. But, I mean, it's like, okay, in some ways, it's like, wow, my wife is going to, like, go postal on people. But she's right, though. I mean, you can't reserve parking spots.
She seems pretty even-keeled, man. I think you might be pushing her over the edge.
No, but what would you think of – I mean, so what? So you go in –
totally agree. You can't reserve the spot.
Right. It's like going into the concert or going into
– it's like camping in a first-person shooter. You can't sit there behind the fucking spawn and pop people in the head as they spawn.
Right. That's the same thing. But, or it's like going into like a really busy supermarket, standing in line. Well, the other person gets all the shit and rolls the cart full of stuff up. You can't do that.
Yeah, fuck that. Oh, I've done that before. As long as, I think there's a rule about that though.
What?
I think is, if one person gets in line,
if the person in line has
the other person
stuff
gets
already,
in before the checking starts, then it's safe.
No.
They gotta have stuff. They can't have like a stick of gum.
No, fuck that.
As much stuff, like, it's fair if, you know, someone pushes a cart and then I have to pick up an extra four things and I can run and get those four things.
Right. Or the run back. Like, I forgot shampoo.
Well, no, but shampoo. Okay. But here's the thing is you can't have five things in the cart and then go and get 20 things. You could have 20 things in the cart and go and get five things.
Totally right.
Hey, but I was thinking, cause I was like, hey, look, there's a website that lets you create social websites. So can I create a social website that lets me complain about social websites?
Sup, dog? I hear you like social websites.
Would that be wrong?
You want a social website in your social website?
So you can complain about it. For things, people who hate social networking.
But why would anybody who hates social networking join a social
networking? I don't know. Because, I mean, let's face it. We might as well use their technology against them.
Well, you join Twitter. I mean, fuck. If you join Twitter, then I mean, all bets are off.
Well, I'm going to take on Ashton Kutcher and that asshole.
Did he more?
The old guy? Didn't he
more?
Oh,
Larry King.
Larry
Dinty Moore is Ashton Kutcher's wife.
Yeah, Dinty Moore. So, you know, last time we talked about the Ashton Kutcher versus CNN Twitter thing?
The Kooch?
I really was not that upset last week, right?
Yeah, I expected that to kind of send you in an apoplectic rage, and I mean, you didn't really bring anything.
But, you know, but actually, afterwards, I realized that, I mean, especially when you got Oprah in there, and it just... I think the problem is the reason I didn't get so angry is because, like, it just seems like typical, you know, whatever, trying to get free traffic thing. But now afterwards, I think the thing that really kind of pissed me off about that is now, I mean, after all the free publicity they really got from this, you know, it's a fucking publicity stunt, right? And they actually got all the fucking free publicity they wanted to get out of it. They actually got it. It's just sort of like the people who are like, you know, I know you're suckering me, right? And it's like, yeah, you know, it's like you're doing this stunt. And it really doesn't piss me off, Dave. You're doing it to get the stunt. But I said, the thing that really does piss me off, though, is all the people who fall for it, you know? Because then they're like, oh, yeah, we're all included. We're all talking about it. It's like, just like, God damn it. You know, why should just ignore these guys, you know?
The problem is us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the problem is us. It's like Ashton Kutcher. Yeah, he's an asshole. We know that. He knows that. His fucking parents don't even like him, I bet. But he does this, he does this stunt, and he gets all the free publicity in the world, right? I mean, it was just, for like 48 hours, it was like everything, everybody would continually talk about it. Ashton Kutcher beat CNN. Who fucking cares? But no, everybody has
talked about it. Talking about it. I mean, he was on fucking, not that being on Larry King is a particularly hard thing to do. The dude fills 200 days a year of TV, but I mean.
But yeah, I mean, it's our fault for giving these guys attention. But the real problem is it's Twitter. I mean, and of course, it's typical, right? With the whole Web 2.0 bullshit. Is that like, remember 6 months ago? Ooh, Facebook. Facebook. Hey, my dog's on Facebook. Hey, I just put my cheeseburger on Facebook, right? Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Now it's like, oh, Twitter. Look, you can Twitter from the bathroom stall. Oh, you can Twitter from it. It's like, Jesus, it's just the current, it's the flavor of the month. And we're falling for it again. I mean, there is like, I mean, it's so bad. Look, here's some examples. And I think I talked about this, right? People, okay. They've had to like have mistrials because these fucking idiots in the jury trial are twittering from the jury box.
We've talked about this one. This is the third time you've talked about the iPhone.
I know, but it's like, what the hell? You know, the bailiffs should just come over and just beat the hell out of you. Just pull that baton and just beat the shit out of you for doing that.
Play as or against Napoleon Bonaparte, the greatest military tactician in history, leading thousands of troops on an unparalleled bid for power in this newest chapter of the award-winning Total War series, Sega's Napoleon Total War, in stores February 23rd.
I have a friend, and I'm just trying to, I have to make sure this is, so nobody can identify him and get his wife fired, but I know someone who knows someone who's relative, their boss has hired somebody to increase their Twitter following.
Wow.
Right? I mean, who the fuck?
Why are we saying
cats? Why would you care about that? And then number two, who do you hire? Do you look in the phone book?
Slacker.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a business. I'm going to get a truck. I'm going to drive down and get a whole bunch of day laborers.
I see
and
a cat.
Just why is there a cat? The internet. What? Yeah, then we're going to go down to an internet cafe and we're going to the business says you need to increase your followers. We're going to go out and do it. So we're going to get a bunch of day laborers, maybe a couple hundred. And we're just going to go out and we're just going to get people to get on your Twitter and people will pay us to do it.
They're going to sign up for Twitter. Lots and lots of Twitter.
Not just, but you know, they'll go on to chat rooms and they'll go on to forums and like, hey, check this guy out. This is the best Twitter I've ever seen.
There's a site now. Tweetingtoohard.com. You submit entries of people who are just completely self-indulgent.
Oh, that site was awesome.
Oh, Jesus.
But you know, I'm talking about driving his 911 because the Carrera and the Tesla were both out in the shop.
His backup car.
His backup and his backup car.
Are you serious?
Oh my God! It was the funniest. Hold on, you got to find it. It'll send you. And you'll.
What is it?
It won't be good for you.
Tweetingtoohard.com.
If enough people follow me, I will get a large Twitter tattoo. Tell your friends from @nchan.
Oh fuck.
No!
You've got to be kidding me.
I make multi-million-dollar decisions on a regular basis. Why is it so difficult to decide what to do with my hair?
Why is it MKR so reflections? Difficult?
See, I mean, this is like, holy shit, I don't understand this. What is wrong with people?
Went to the gym this morning. As I left, everyone said I was best.
So I came up with this idea, all right? Now, I don't know if this would work or not, but I was telling my friend. Because basically, the problem with Web 2.0 is it's just brought out this, like, it's, again, the me, narcissistic fucking assholes in everyone, right? So in order to correct it, we need a hero that could move around at night really quickly, show up. So the guy comes out of his Porsche, right, and he's twittering whatever, oh, my new 911. So he'd show up, and he could beat the shit out of the guy. So it's like Dark Knight 2.0 kind of thing. And it'd be like, somebody's doing some narcissistic shit somewhere. He shows up and kicks the shit out of you. He just takes your iPhone, throws it on the floor, stomps the fucking shit out of it, right? Because if you Twitter, I make multi-million dollar decisions on a regular basis. Why is it so difficult to decide what to do with my hair? He would just show up and just push her through a plate glass window. But he wouldn't kill anybody because he's the Dark Knight. But he would just, you know, everywhere and around the city. And eventually we would get these people to stop Twittering these stupid-ass things.
Do you want to talk about the thread count woman?
The what?
Life is too short to sleep on low thread count sheets. Smiley face, good night. From at CC Main.
See? That, totally. That the fucking Dark Knight 2.0 would totally show up and just kick the shit out of her.
Yeah, I'm the hero the internet deserves, not the hero it needs.
Of course, if you look at the all-time top list, the all-time top list is the big win, right?
Where is it all?
All time, it's the top right option on the right. The all time top is okay. At Lido 75 shared this a few days ago. Okay, poop is coming out. this is what people want to know. It makes me. Here's another one. This is from at I Am Samus. It makes me sad. The more I have success, the more people don't like me. And she's using a Britney Spears buddy icon. It looks like so. Yeah.
My whole life, Jim Kirk has been my role model, I think, as he has for most geeks.
A personal hero for you, definitely. Personal hero for you. You have the shirt. You have a command.
I have a
command
phaser. Star Trek
shirt. You have the original phaser, the original the communicator back there by your laptop.
And you've shrunken the Enterprise down and put it on the top of your desk.
Right. And I just realized last week, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. That fucking Jim Kirk is a cheater. I mean, a video game cheater, right?
He's one of those guys on Counter-Strike.
He's just like those guys on Counter-Strike. They're just like fucking asshole kids. You know, they're walking through the sky. They're glitching all over the place. They're doing headshots.
Instant headshot. Yeah.
Fucking Jim Kirk is that guy.
Well, hold on. How can you say this? How is Jim Kirk a video game cheater?
Because
he cheats.
Look, the Kobayashi Maru test is a video game, right?
Okay, explain the Kobayashi Maru for people who...
Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, the Kobayashi Maru, it's explained that Jim Kirk is the only cadet to ever beat the no-win scenario, the Kobayashi Maru test. And how does he do that? He cheated.
So
what's the difference between that and somebody cheating on Counter-Strike?
And he did it in school.
So he's just like those fuckers.
So he never had to face the lose.
He never had to face lose because he cheated. And you know what? I bet you if Jim Kirk started to lose, he would have quit.
Wow.
He would have rage quit.
Yeah, hold on. It's a little different. The Kobayashi Maru, it's a single-player game. It's not multiplayer.
Right, that's not true, though, because the Kobayashi Maru test is actually played against a team on Kronos. So it's the best players on Klingon. They get to play the best players in Starfleet Academy across the subspace.
Oh, that doesn't sound canon, man.
Yeah. No, really. You think they're all like, yeah, we got them. We've got three battlecruisers. They've only got one ship. And then they lose. They're like, what the hell? How the hell did this Jim Kirk guy beat us, right? He must be cheating.
He's Jim Kirk, man. That's the way he rolls.
I mean, that's so disappointing, man. It's like, I mean, he's just no different than those Counter-Strike kids who cheat. But you know what it really does kill me about the MacBook Pro?
Oh, here he goes.
No. So wait. So I was looking at some teardown of the MacBook Pro. And they're like, look, Apple put this huge battery in this thing. That's why they had to make it so you couldn't remove it. What, they couldn't put a big-ass battery in there that you could still fucking remove? If they were so smart, couldn't they figure out a way for you to get the fucking battery out? But no. They're like, hey, we can't figure out how to get this battery out. And that's smart? They just say, oh, well, we did that intentionally. No, if you ask me, it would have been smart if you could have put the big-ass battery in there and you could have taken it out. All right, so Tara Hunt, apparently... What this woman did is she goes on Twitter and then she starts, and then of course they don't actually say what she says, but it says she ranted on Twitter about her frustrations with San Francisco's dating scene. And then she soon regretted it. At work a couple of days later, her venting was topic number one in the boardroom at Intuit where Hunt works in marketing. Her colleagues had read the message and to her embarrassment chimed in about her love life. I mean, how fucking stupid is that? I mean, how can you complain about that? How could you complain? Isn't the whole point of Twitter is to tell the whole fucking world what you're doing? So if you're complaining on Twitter about the fact that you can't get a date or when you went on that date, it was a bust because you had BO or something, or damn, you've got man hands. I don't know what the problem is. Right? But you don't go on Twitter and complain about it. I mean, what kind of fucking moron does that? Right? It's like you go on the internet and you complain about it. And you complain when people know that you've told everybody about it. Could you imagine? I mean, just
I think she's complaining because she didn't get her desired result, which was, you know, some Fabio character or Javier Bardem character reading her Twitter.
Wrote it on a white horse.
Yeah, exactly. Carried her away. It reminds me of that Tom Brady SNL sketch. You know, what's sexual harassment, what's not. And you have the regular saying hi to a girl and that's sexual harassment. But when Tom Brady says hi, it's fine.
Oh, that cheater with the Patriots?
Tom Brady's dreamy is the takeaway here.
Oh, I see.
Norm loves Tom Brady. That's what I got out of this. Where's the rage here, though, Gordon? Where's the rage?
I just did. That was just, I mean, you can't go on like, oh, I'm going to go on my Twitter right now and says, oh, my God, I have to take this medicine for syphilis. And then like, oh, you've got syphilis? What the fuck do you think? You can't complain about that.
I mean, you can, but everybody's going to know you have syphilis.
No, it's just like, how fucking stupid are you, for God's sake? You told the entire world, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty fucking dumb. Right? It's just like, holy shit. And then, of course, it's like, whoa, man, that was really dumb of me to say that. Oh, man, that date was a total bust because he thought I was a total fucking twitch, like some nut job, right? And then... Not even that, but it's like, well, okay, I've already complained about it on Twitter. So now, like, everybody at work is going to, like, everybody at work knows I'm an absolute failure in my relationships. But now, you know, here's the best thing. Now I'm in the newspaper. If people don't even use the internet, I have my picture in the newspaper about how much of a loser I am at dating, right? Holy shit. What are you hoping for? Like some sympathy from somebody, I don't know, like, oh, well, I'll date her just because I feel bad for her. No, that's not going to happen.
No, now they know. Now they know she's a disaster. They can stay away.
I just, like, you know something is wrong, right? It's like, wow, what kind of damaged goods is this? I mean, that's what people are going to say. Yeah.
This show has gone to a dark and unwholesome place.
No, but she was in the paper, for God's sake, and she put it on her Twitter. It's like she couldn't even sue us in court, right? Because, number one, if you ask me, she's a public figure now. I mean, she climbed. What was that? What was that noise?
What noise?
Someone dropped from our call? No.
It was some weird Skype noise.
Oh, might have been my laptop.
She climbed into that fishbowl, right?
That's true. So when you post on Twitter, you become a public figure. Think about that, people.
Well, and you show up in the newspaper about what kind of a fool you are for posting on Twitter. I mean, that's not too smart. Now, I've already told everybody about my George Lucas theory, which is that George Lucas died while they were shooting Return of the Jedi, right?
Yeah.
And
so
after
you should give a quick rundown.
Yeah. After he died, the studio covered it up. They stepped in, inserted the Ewoks.
They replaced him with a double. Right. And then they put Ewoks in to get the kids, right?
Right. So nobody can get close to George Lucas. Now, I was telling somebody my theory about that today, and I actually got confirmation because this person knows somebody who apparently works closely with George Lucas, apparently, and they say that it's like talking with a different person almost, because it's like, you know, like you would go like, George, what you're saying now totally contradicts what you said in like episodes 4 and 5. This makes no sense. But you can't tell George that because he gets pissed off, apparently. But if you ask me, how could he possibly not remember that, right? Except it proves that George Lucas died in, like, 1982.
And he's a robot.
He's a George
robot Lucas.
George Lucas replicant. Here's a movie they should fucking remake. Jurassic Park. All right? Because it's been long enough. They can remake Jurassic Park. But they mean realistic, right? They like get near the end and like they're getting ready to run out with that Steven Spielberg happy family ending, but the fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex just chomps them all, just eats everyone.
So you're saying the ending you want? Hold on, you want not for the annoying kids and Jeff Goldblum and that dude from the movie with the cult
ship
on the boat.
That's right. He ought to just bite Jeff Goldblum's head off. You know that, right?
I think we're all pro Jeff Goldblum.
Right?
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I think this should happen tomorrow.
So that's a movie they ought to remake. What the hell? This guy we work with, he's going to go to Mexico. The U.S. government says, don't go to Mexico. Not to mention the fact that your ass might get kidnapped. And I'll tell you, our company's not paying shit for anybody, right? We're not going to pay any kidnap fee. To be like, we're not. Ransom. Fuck him. We're not paying for that guy, right? They're not going to ransom any of us.
They want $35, Gordon.
Somebody's going to cut your head off and stick you in the desert. But no, not even to mention that this like it's teetering on the edge of chaos. We're in the worldwide pandemic. Flu is about to break out, and he is going to go to the country of origin for vacation. Like, for what reason? Right? And then of course he's going to come back. He'll feel fine. It's like, look, I'm not sick. Yeah, of course, because you're incubating it and infecting all of us. And then we're going to be like one of those little damn things that show up on CNN's website, where it's like one of those epicenters of the plague up here.
So you're basically, what you're saying is he's the dude from Alien.
No, Outbreak, the movie.
Well, I mean, I wanted to put it in terms that we all, were comfortable with. Ash, right? Oh, no, he's the android. Kane is the guy who got it infected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me try to think. So then what happens? So the chest burster will come out of him, and then we'll just be fighting it. There's really, I don't know if that really works.
I guess the metaphor doesn't carry that far, probably.
Maybe it's better to think of him more as a vampire, right? Mm. Or a zombie. Now, this guy, he goes down, and he's like, I'm not afraid of zombies. I'll go walk around. Oh, somebody bit me. It'll be like just, what was that movie with
that movie with that Simon guy and Pegg, the dude?
Simon Pegg, the,
Shaun of the Dead?
Shaun of the Dead, right? So he's going to get
zombie movies of all time.
But should we just let him come back and infect all of us? Or should we take him out?
I guess it depends on who it is, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'd say take him out. I know who it is.
I say take him out. I'm sorry. It's better. You know, we can't have it get to us. They get to him, they can get to us.
In that kind of situation, post-apocalyptic rules apply. It's him or us. I say us.
I mean, don't you think that's crazy, Andy? I mean, to go to, like, the country of origin, he's probably going to go visit the place where, like, it happened. They probably have a tour bus that goes there.
And this is where young Billy Johnson got the swine flu. Yeah, okay.
Anybody here a coffee drinker?
Yeah. I know.
I think we all drink some coffee now and then.
Sure.
Now, have you ever noticed? Now, this actually, I didn't realize this, but this is true. I've seen it before. Where people, of course, think you're fucking stupid, right? So you fill the coffee thing up. So you fill the decanter up to 12, and then you pour it into the coffee maker, and it only goes up to the 10 line. So then you fill it up more so that it goes up to the 12 line in the coffee maker, but then it overflows the decanter, right? Why don't they just make them match? Does this make any sense?
I think those decanter lines are full of crap anyway. I mean, I was
right.
You fill up to like the 6th line and it makes 2.5 cups of coffee.
Yeah, what the hell? Why don't they just make those match? This is just, I mean, the same company makes both, right? It's not like you buy it separately. You buy the coffee maker and you buy them both from Black & Decker or whoever, or Braun or whatever. If it says 8 in the decanter, it should be 8 in the goddamn coffee machine. Okay, here's another iTunes thing. Now, this has a possibility of really screwing you up. So now I do this thing where I add music and I have iTunes copy it all to the iTunes directory, because I throw it on the desktop and then I have it imported. That way I know it's all organized by iTunes. Every time you do an update to iTunes, it doesn't remember your settings. So if you, I just did the whatever latest 8.4.5.6.8 thing, right? So I install that. I have the files. Luckily, I have them on the desktop, for God's sake, because if I deleted them, they'd be gone. But after you install it, it resets your damn settings, so it doesn't copy the files. It doesn't manage the files again. Is this another esoteric iTunes use by Gordon Ung that nobody cares about?
I can see how it could be devastating. Yes.
You seem to rage on iTunes a lot. Have you tried other music organizing pieces of software?
No, because I have an iPod. I mean, iTunes, now the funny thing is because Mac people are like, oh, you know, Windows is, it's so shitty, blah, blah, blah. Well, fucking iTunes is a piece of crap. But I use iTunes because what am I going to do? Get a Zune and download songs from Microsoft, for God's sake? It's the number one thing that people use. It's shitty, but it's the number one thing I use. It's just like Windows. It's the number one thing I use.
The You know what's funny about the iTunes interface is like the whole OS, Mac OS, has become one big iTunes interface. and it's terrible. I don't know how people can get around.
So I'm talking to Natalie, right? And she is our art director. And it's because she's an art director and kind of one of those art chicks, that means she uses a Mac, right? And I'm not really going to mention that every time she has some problem with her Apple and OS X and the shit not working, she always like, no, that's just okay. You always have problems with Windows, but I'm fine. Well, you just came in and you're complaining about the shit like not working on your MacBook, right? But for some reason, it's like, it's not Apple or OS X's fault. It's just something. It must be you or something, right? No. And then I was talking to her and I was going, well, do you have antivirus software installed? She goes, no, I don't need to run antivirus software. I have a Mac, right? And then I realized we don't run antivirus software on any of the Macs here too. Even though, now here's the thing that gets me, all right? Apple says, and they've said this for years, that, oh, we've never said you don't have to run antivirus software. We recommend that you run antivirus software. It's very important that you run antivirus software. And yet, every single fucking Mac person thinks they do not need to run antivirus software. So where exactly are they getting that message from? Who is selling them? Are their users just that dumb?
They're getting that message.
Because Apple, yeah, it just kills me. It's like, we never said you don't have to run antivirus software. But
it's
then
the implied message in the marketing.
Right, and the marketing and commercials like, oh, look at all the antivirus software. You have to pay for antivirus software on the PC that you don't on the Mac. So are you saying you don't have to have antivirus software on the Mac? Oh, no, we never said that. Right? Isn't that the same thing? You're saying you don't need it if you're saying you don't need to pay for it. I mean, I guess the question is a house in Detroit less secure than a house in, say, Beverly Hills? Or is it just because everybody in Detroit is trying to break in everybody's house and they are in Beverly Hills?
What? So you're saying, are you asking whether Macs are actually more secure or it's just security of obscurity?
No, I'm saying it's because no one breaks into houses in Beverly Hills. It's not like you have crackheads climbing over the walls or breaking into your house in Beverly Hills. Also noticed how the Mac guy, too? Have you noticed the Mac guy, how he dresses differently now?
Justin Long?
What the fuck is up with that outfit? It looks like Mr. Rogers.
Hey, don't diss Mr. Rogers. He was an inspiration to millions.
Yeah, no. Yeah, for five-year-olds. But look at this guy. He's wearing a fucking sweater and what the hell? Look at the guy. What's up with that change? I wonder if Apple's realizing he's just looking like some smug hipster asshole now. So they're trying to make him look. I don't know what they're trying to make him look like.
Don't you know smug hipster assholes dress like that?
No, he looks like a fucking pedophile, for God's sake. Look at him.
I'm slowly hiding my sweater from Gordon's eyes.
No, it's not sweaters. I'm just saying, but look at the way the guy's dressed now in these commercials. The guy looks fucking creepy, right?
I think like it's the wispy facial hair.
No, but it's that sweater. I don't know. I have not seen hipsters dress like that. He doesn't have the hipster hat. No, he just has this weird ass kind of pedophile clothes on him now these days.
Mac users are pedophiles. You heard it here.
No, first. I'm just saying the commercial is just like, yeah, when I see that look, it's like, man, that's creepy looking, you know?
We should do a study, you know, take screencasts of all the old Mac ads and see how his style has evolved.
That would be an almost totally waste of time, but it might get some traffic, so let's do it.
Yeah. All right, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Neil Armstrong.
Yes.
Buzz Aldrin.
The two first men from America who stepped on the moon.
Who was the third fucking guy stuck up in the command module?
His name is
Scott something.
Michael.
Yeah, see, that's it. He's Scott something.
No, it's Michael something.
How fucked up is that? It's like, I was there too.
Michael Clark.
I just had to drive the other one. I just think that must suck. Don't you think that would suck?
I mean, the only reason people remember Buzz Aldrin is because he's an awesome name.
Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong. Yes, they walked on the moon. The first men to walk on the moon.
But
Buzz Aldrin. And that other guy.
Buzz Aldrin has a rad name because his name is Buzz. If the guy in the capsule's name was like
Speedy McGee, people would be like, oh yeah, Speedy McGee was up in the command module.
I forgot it was Michael Collins. That was his name.
Michael Collins.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Not even poor Scott. Michael Collins there. Not even Scott, see? You don't even know his first name. Poor Michael Collins.
You're really
kind of looking through that, little round window down, like,
that for me.
Oh damn, I could be down there.
On the plus side, had something gone wrong, he would have been the only one that survived.
Doesn't come on? I mean, how did they decide that? It was sort of like, hey, Michael, can you go back and get my gloves? It's at the back of the command module. Oh yeah, no problem. And then yoinks, they both rushed for the lunar module. It's like, hey man,
Armstrong, let's go.
I just think that just sucks. Because it's like, I was telling my kid, like, hey, the story of Apollo 11, Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, and some other guy.
Perhaps you should do a little more research before you tell your kids bedtime stories, Gordon.
Yeah, but they all should have gone down. They couldn't come up and docked it manually or something. That just sucks.
I've got a question for you. Do you think that Goldilocks and Little Red Riding Hood are the same person?
What?
Goldilocks and Little Red Riding Hood. Do you not tell your kids these stories?
No.
They are not the same person. No.
Kitty stories are pretty fucked up. All the kitty stories are like, they're like practically lifted from CSI. And then he cut his head off and buried it. It's like, holy shit. Right?
The witch chucks the kids in the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, the thing is, that's actually like modern day real stuff, you know? But
talking anthropomorphic bears, you know, eat the little girl.
That's pretty scary stuff.
Pretty dark place, man.
So the other day, we always talk about Outlook. Now, here's another fantastic feature of Outlook, right? So I go into schedule a meeting. I schedule a meeting with everyone, 5-6 people. And then I click schedule. And then Will goes, hey, you scheduled it while I had another meeting. It's like, what? Why doesn't it fucking check to see if he had another meeting? You have to manually go in and check to see whether the other person has time or not. Why can't the damn thing just do that for you? I mean, you would just assume it does something like that.
I think Outlook rants are a little tired, man.
I don't care. Right?
Okay.
That shit is just... did they just do that to piss everyone off or what? Do they just not care? Is it like our job is number one or something like that? Job is like, what's the motto up at the Outlook team? We don't care?
I would say that's, I don't want to speak for the Outlook team.
Yeah, it could be worse. You could be using Entourage, right? You said that? Yeah, that's a good one.
Entourage is definitely worse. Good
but
God.
But come on. Just automatically check. And if there's a function to automatically check, that should be on by default. How hard can it be to just say, hey, he's got a meeting this time. You want to schedule anyway? Yes, no. Reschedule for a different time? But no. It schedules it. And then, of course, the person can't go because they've already got something scheduled then.
I mean, you know what I like is that you can use a Gregorian calendar in Outlook, but you can't do this. Okay. Got anything else?
I mean, I'm surprised they don't like, would you like to schedule all of your meetings in Star Trek time? It's now in Star Trek 4, 5, 8, 5, 7.
2009.47.
I would pay $30 for a Stardate plug-in.
4, 7, 8, 4.
For Outlook. Yes. Catherine's like, we need a, what time is the meeting on Monday? And I'd be like, oh yeah, it's Stardate 2471.3.
Right.
Like, no, seriously.
I'm actually surprised that feature is not in. It probably is in there somewhere.
Or an Easter egg, yeah.
Okay, here I got a question. Why don't you guys tell me what retcon is?
Norman, this is a you question, right?
No. I don't want to touch
it. Why would you use this term? You got to tell everybody what it is.
Retroactive continuity. It's when creators of a show or the new torchbearers of a show go back and change the history so they can retell the story. It happens a lot in comic books.
So to be perfectly clear, what happened with Star Trek is that J.J. Abrams retconned 30 years of precious, or 40 years of precious Star Trek memories.
No, that was not a retcon. Totally within continuity because time travel and parallel timelines, alternate timelines, is a part of continuity as a whole.
He retconned the whole first series.
Okay, now here's my problem, though, is why even have or use that term?
because sometimes in stories, they'll actually hit a reset button without explaining anything and just say, we are going to retell everything.
For example, DC Comics.
Like, or just think like Batman Begins, the movie. I mean, right?
Yes, that is a retcon. Yeah, James Bond, that every episode or every time they have a new actor, it is a retcon.
Really?
Yes.
No, there's a continuing story.
There is no.
But you guys actually treat James this Bond retcon thing as though it's like something real.
It's just a word to describe something they do to a franchise.
See, there's these things, Gordon, called words, and people use words to describe phenomena, events, places, times, things like that.
Sometimes it would be like us talking about lithium crystals, like they were real or something like that.
Dilithium crystals are real, goddammit.
Sweet Jesus. Okay, I'm done.
I'm just saying retcon, you shouldn't throw this word out as though it's like a real word and that humans should use it. This is something that should stay on the Usenet, all right? Because some chubby nerd is too lazy to type the whole damn thing or doesn't know how to spell it. You can't just shorten it and make a word.
Why not again? Sounds That's how cool, words are though. Made. Right, it sounds like it's something awesome when really, in fact, it's not.
Yeah, it sounds all military cool.
Oof.
Yeah, retcon, like ThreatCon or something? Or ThreatCon Charlie or something?
Yeah.
ThreatCon actually sounds like a convention war. So differently labeled.
What?
Oh,
retcon 2009. Jordy LaForge, Brett Spiner.
Yeah.
I guess Jordy LaForge is probably LeVar Burton, but...
You sent me that new Twitter thing.
Yeah, the Twitter concierge. You like that one?
I don't even understand it.
Would you like me to explain it to you? I can do that. I'm ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Say I'm sitting in a Hyatt in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, tomorrow night about that time I'm going to be hungry. I'd like to order a place reservation so I can go to dinner in the hotel restaurant. Or maybe I'd like to go down to the spa and have my back waxed, for example. Not that that's something I would do. Mainly because I don't have a particularly hairy back. But rather than picking up the phone and hitting the button for the restaurant or the spa and saying, oh, yes, I'd like a reservation for tomorrow at 6 p.m. for dinner if I'm going to have the early bird or, you know, a back waxing at 3 in the afternoon, whatever. I would instead go on Twitter and send a message to @HyattConcierge with my request. How does this make you feel?
Well, my mind pretty much just turned off when you started talking about your back hair. Personally.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait. Okay. All right. Hey. Oh, damn. I missed it. That was Intel calling. Maybe they were going to tell me how much the Ions cost or the Atom chipset bundle cost. Check this one out. Drove back with roof down. Beautiful evening. When I am this cool and nobody is there to see it, am I cool at all?
Tweeting too hard. Number one for the day.
That's number seven.
Oh, man, this is a good day.
Like trying to do these.
Of course, I'm not as angry now because it's been like 3 weeks, but I spent 9 hours trying to fix Acrobat. So basically, Acrobat, I think we're running 8, so we're not running the new version. So we're running Acrobat 8, which has a massive security hole, right? One day on my wife's machine, it just stops working. It just will not work.
Mm-hmm.
Literally 3 days staying up to 3 o'clock in the morning trying to fix Acrobat. This is not just the reader. This is the professional version. It just, you'd make a PDF and the damn thing would just stop working. I couldn't fix it. I mean, there was just no way. I uninstalled it. I reinstalled it. I used a different version that I had at work. I took that home. For some reason in Vista, I don't know if it's really Vista's fault or Acrobat's fault, but in Vista on her machine, for some reason, it just decided that it wouldn't work with UAC turned on. Turn off UAC, no problems. Turn on UAC, and it doesn't work because of some weird-ass activation error.
Really?
Yeah, like 3 days. Uninstall it, install it.
Is reinstall it this error way, try this. Acrobat?
What?
Oh, your full version of Acrobat, not the reader.
Not the reader. It's a Acrobat Pro.
Real software.
It made no sense. It just... You know, and of course I've gone, you know, looking, well, somebody else has had this problem, right? Everybody's had this problem and nobody can find a fix.
Well,
the fix is apparently to buy Acrobat 9, but I mean, which I was almost prepared to do, but it's just like, I couldn't believe it. I just, there's no reason for it to work and then suddenly stop working because of activation.
In 3 nights, you probably could have nuked and paved your OS and just started from scratch and that would have been all.
No, great. It's just too hard because then it's like there's always something you're going to lose.
Well, that's true.
Right? It's too hard to actually replace somebody else's machine. It's better. I mean, you know, it's just.
Yeah, no, I know.
But 3 days. I uninstalled it and installed it probably 20 times. Different options. Uninstalled it. Used their cleaner. Wiped everything out. No, nothing. Nothing. Do this registry change. That registry change. Everything. Nothing. Nothing would do it.
So Acrobat sucks is the takeaway.
But it just.
Or old versions of Acrobat suck.
That's not that old. Acrobat 8 was like 2 years ago. It just kills me that. I mean, I don't. Adobe has just gotten really bad with some of this legacy code, but they just don't, and they're just sort of like, too bad, you know, whatever.
Everybody, that's it. Gordon says Acrobat sucks.
Oh, man. Although I don't know if I should talk about this. This really was road rage. So the other day I'm driving down the street and this woman is just walking across the street, stops all the traffic, 2 lanes. Everybody stops for her. She's just walking. So then I get mad. But
down
she
or across the street, though?
Hold no, on. She's walking across the street. She's just crossing the lanes of traffic to go to her car, right?
Huh.
Of course, the first person stops because they don't want to run her over. And they don't do anything.
Paint me a word picture here. Is this a big street? Is it like a little back street?
No, it's Davis in San Francisco. Two lanes.
Going opposite directions or the same way?
Dude, both of them going the same way.
Okay.
So the car stopped for her, but she, and of course, I'm like, what the hell, man? And of course, she gets all pissed off at me for giving her the pissed off look.
Well, she's in the middle of the fucking street. She's jaywalking.
Somebody should have run her ass over. Why can't you
do
that?
That's a little excessive. I mean, murdering somebody for walking
just
across the street
her a little bit.
But I mean, I'd go for a wing, like clip her with the windshield mirror, maybe a little
bit. I'm going to make like a mirror, side view mirror that, you know, bends. I mean, they have those now, but you really just use it just to knock people around a little bit. It just kind of slaps them. It doesn't really hurt them, but maybe just sort of,
carry
I don't
a
know.
Broomstick when hanging out the window.
No, that's probably too much damage.
I don't know. Flaps, it'd probably hit your car, though. Yeah, wow. Okay.
Or maybe you could get, like, those oil sprayers, like, in the Bond car or something that sprays paint on them.
A hamstringer that pops out of the hubcaps? You know, something that just clips them off at the knee?
Like but I just don't get it. What is it with, and it's San Francisco where people, they think if they're breaking the fucking law by jaywalking, but it's okay. You just wait for me. I mean,
The average pedestrian in San Francisco would live for about 14 minutes in New York if they maintained the same not looking both ways and being really careful about crossing habits. I mean, they would be run over. New York, LA, Chicago, any place but San Francisco.
You know, actually, that does. I've had this theory on like a lot of cultural issues. So, like in New York, if you're
really?
Making
you have theories on cultural issues,
no. So you're making that left turn, right? If you make that left turn, even though you're like 4 lanes over to the right, you just start going. You make that left turn, but apparently, what you do is you lean on your horn so people know you're making a really, really illegal, dangerous turn. And everybody's like, "No, that's cool. That's how it works here. Okay, that's fine. That works in New York." Right? But So you go to LA. You go to LA, you make this really dangerous, illegal left turn, and you're honking your horn at people.
You're going to get shot.
You're going to get killed because that's what they do in LA. Nobody honks anybody in LA because you're going to get killed. It's kind of similar to that.
See, San Francisco is the best of both worlds. People make the incredibly dangerous turns, but nobody honks.
I just don't get it.
I have a traffic story to share with you. You'll like this. Yesterday, I'm driving home from work. This doesn't have to go on the rant. This is just for personal sharing. Yesterday, I'm driving home from work. I'm on the freeway. The freeway is 6 lanes wide at the place that I'm at. I'm in the second from the rightmost lane, which is also the lane I need to be in for my exit. That's maybe 2 miles down the road. So I'm in prime position. Everything starts to stop. So some jackass cuts in front of me to get over to the far right lane because he thinks that that's going to be the go fast lane in the stop and go situation. You know that guy, the guy who'll change like 5 lanes to get over.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah. So he cuts me off and he goes all the way over to the far right lane from like 2 from the left. I pass him because I'm in the faster lane than he is, and he's trying to get over. He has a signal on. He does the who's going to blink first, come over on me thing, where like he looks at me and measures me up. And it's like, no, I'm not. You're gonna cave and let me in because you want me to hit your car. But what he didn't realize is I don't really like my car very much. So I was like, fuck it. If you want to hit my car, it's fine. I'm in the lane. I'm in the right. So he keeps coming over until like the mirrors are overlapping, and I'm just looking at it thinking, wow, he's really going to fucking hit me. I can't believe this is going to happen. But I had no place to go at this point. And I'm not going to slow down to let him in because, I mean, fuck that. So finally he blinks and he pulls back and he ends up squeezing in like four cars down the way. But what happened was he had come all the way over to the left to get in the lane that was completely blocked by the wreck, like a quarter of a mile ahead. So by the time I got out of traffic, he was still like 15, 20 cars behind. It was really good. Karma. You didn't have to do anything.
That is the best thing about having hoopty though, isn't it?
Yeah. Who fucking cares? Somebody hits my old Sable. I mean, I win.
You do. It's like the lottery. Plus, it's like, right. Whoa, my neck.
I wouldn't say, I don't think I would do that just because, you know, if I was, if it ever happened, then this could be called upon.
Well, like Norm. Norm has a really nice car. He's not going to be running people off the road with it.
Right.
No.
Norm is very conservative.
So, I don't know. When you get to the old car, you're like, man, like, we live in a street. I'm like, I just wish somebody would just wreck my car.
I like to live in a pretty good – I like to leave a pretty good layer of dust on my car too so that it really like reinforces the fact that I could give a shit. I think that pretty much tells people exactly what they need to know about how I feel about my car.
Oh, I got one more though.
Okay.
So I haven't seen this movie, but this Monsters vs. Aliens.
Yes.
I've got a great idea for a sequel. But here's my sequel idea.
Plants vs. Zombies?
No, way better than that. It's Meter Maids versus IRS. Because I went into the store the other day and I said, okay, I'm only going to put in enough for 20 minutes because that's all I'm going to do is stay in the store. Right?
Mm-hmm. What's your beef with Lovely Rita Gorgeous?
I put 20 minutes, right? So I set my watch, 20 minutes,
and
countdown.
And just so you know, in San Francisco, 20 minutes is like $4.
Well, I mean,
it's
yeah,
really expensive. It's multiple quarters.
So I swear to God, I was out of there in 23 minutes and I got a ticket, $45 ticket.
They were camping your car.
Well, it was by the police station. But I was just saying, but I mean, how was that? 2 fucking minutes, right? 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes.
I mean, because I had, you know, I actually set my alarm, so I knew it. But no, so the movie would be Meter Maids versus IRS tax agents.
Okay.
I mean, sort of like two, and of the two, I like the IRS agents more than Meter Maids.
Because you only see them once a year?
Because at least they're somehow benefiting people.
Who again?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, the money goes to build something, but I don't know what those Meter Maids, man.
Well, okay. I'm anti-Meter Maid. I don't like Lovely Rita.
Yeah, I never. Like, they're trying to, like, anytime I get a chance to jam them up, I will jam them up. I'm not going to give them any room.
I don't go that far.
Well, I mean, if they're trying to make some, you know, left turn, a legal left turn, I'm like, hey, I'm, you know.
Okay.
I'm not going to stop for them. They're meter maids, for God's sake. They eat their own.
Have you ever seen a meter maid give a ticket to another meter maid? No. No, you haven't.
They probably do. Have you ever noticed? Now, Norm, you don't know this yet because you're not saddled down with a wedding ring, but.
Saddled.
Oh, wait a minute.
You better hope your wife doesn't listen to this podcast, man.
No, she doesn't. What the hell? She gets enough of my shit at home. But somebody's having too good of a time in that conference room next to us.
Just because they found a little joy in our life and we have to be surrounded by you all the time doesn't mean that they should suffer too.
No, wait. So, no way. So, here's the thing, right? So, you get married. Now, this is another movie franchise here. But every guy who watches 007, they think like, yeah, I'm cool like 007, right? Because this is every male's fantasy, right? 007. But the truth, here's the truth, is you're not 007. Your wife is 007, and you're Q. You're the fucking geek back in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's true. Here's how it works. You go, you're like, because it'll be like, you'll be like, hey, look, I just got this new Jeep. We just got this new GPS because we needed it, which really means you wanted it, right? So you buy the GPS, and of course your wife is like, what the fuck do we need that for? And no, well, look, you could do this.
You never leave Oakland. Why do you need a GPS?
No, but you have, but no, anything though. GPS, a new server, a new camera. You buy this new
cool ass thing, right? It's like, damn, this thing is cool. But then you got to explain it to your wife because she's going to use it. Right? This so you're so there, true. You're like, you push this button for this, you push that, and then this. For this setting, you do this. You should, and then of course your wife the whole time is giving you that look. What the fuck did you buy this for? You fucking dork, right?
This is a piece of shit, yeah.
Which is exactly what 007 does the whole time to Q. He's giving him that look. God damn you, you dork, right? It's a Rolex that fires a laser. Whoop-de-doo, right?
But it's just like Bond, he breaks the gadget.
He breaks, right? They break it or it's something, you know?
Right, and then we come in all pissy in a huff because we fix it.
Right, and it's like, oh, well, I got to get Q, my husband, to buy a new one or to fix it. But they're all doing the cool-ass shit with it. They're 007. You're just Q the whole time. Everything. Think about it. You buy a new smartphone.
Oh, my God.
Right? It's not like, hey, you hand it to her, and she's offering. No, it's like, hey, it does feature. It has this feature. It has this feature.
I've never been sadder than I have during this rant.
But it's true.
It's 100% right. True.
Think about it. Like, you bring home a new computer. Like, hey, you don't just hand it off. It's like, no, you got to go the full 007 rundown. Right. All right, do this, this. Here's the proper procedure. You press this button, you do this. And, of course, it's like, hey, it's not working. Well, did you do this, right? But that's exactly what 007, right?
Wow.
And they make it work anyway, and they break it in the process. But that's what 007 does.
So are we John Cleese Q or the original Desmond Q?
I would hope the original, but there's basically nothing cool about it at all. I mean,
there's no upside to this.
There's no upside. You've destroyed my personal self. Right?
Wow, man.
Everything. No,
we even have the lab coats.
This is different for women who are the geeks of the family, which is, you know, probably 1 out of 100, 1 out of 10.
It's a growing category,
but,
though.
It's a growing category, but it's probably the same thing. Now, their husbands are the 007, and they're the geeks. But for the vast majority of guys, we're actually just the guys back in the lab, and our wives are 007.
Wow. Okay.
Think about every single toy you bring home. You're all excited. You do the full rundown. They don't pay attention to you. They're giving you that look.
Right, the why are you bothered?
Use it.
Shit, look.
And then, you know, yeah, it's cool and all that, but I broke it. What? You know, I don't know what I can talk about because you guys already talk about the Apple thing. Like, obviously, when the fuck is OS 11 going to come out? But you guys are the Apple people, so you tell me.
But Apple doesn't tell anybody anything.
When are they going to get to 11? Are they at 10.999 yet, or what are they on now?
It'll be 11, or it'll be 10 3D before they get to 11.
10 Ultra?
Yeah.
10 Ultra?
10 Extreme?
Now that Pixar has to put out 3D movies every year.
No, but actually, you know, there's something we didn't talk about, though, which surprises me. Because part of their Snow Leopard announcement is all G5 users can go fuck off. So, right? Because you're not going to get the support. And I will tell people, G5s were sold as recently as 2006.
Wow.
Right? So basically, go fuck off. We're not going to support you because we're Apple. Yet, when you talk to Apple people, they're like, no, that's fine. That's perfectly acceptable. What the fuck? If you told somebody that, hey, you know, your Athlon 64, the Pentium 4 you built, or even a Core 2 Duo in 2006, we're not going to support you anymore. If Microsoft did that, people would fucking drive up there and burn down the fucking Microsoft campus. But with Apple, just to prove that everybody is in that cult, it's like, no, that's cool, man. That's cool. You guys have nothing to say to that?
The thing is, when people buy Apple, they know that you expect to get
fucked. Oh, yeah, you know. And because they get fucked all the time, it's okay. That's still, I'm mad for them.
I'm not saying it's okay.
It's like somebody who's in an abusive relationship. You can't just stand by. She comes into the supermarket. She's like, beat the shit. You just can't, like, there ought to be like somebody you should call.
This rant's taking a dark and unwholesome turn.
Yeah, but I mean, let's face it. I mean, they're like Apple users. They go in the Apple store. They're like, hey, give me my beer. I didn't get beer. They didn't have the beer you wanted, right?
So hold on. Just to be clear.
The jeans ball up, smacks the user in the face. That's basically what it is.
So, hold on, just to be perfectly clear, you're equating buying Apple products with domestic violence.
They're okay with it.
Wow.
What are you supposed to do? You at some point, you got to do something.
For what it's worth, I don't buy Apple computers. I just buy the phone.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying that's wrong.
I'm just glad I got the last word on that one.
How angry would you be if you could not load Windows 7 on your Core 2 Duo machine that you built in 2006?
For a long time, okay, that's an extreme example, Core 2 Duo machine in 2006.
Athlon 64.
I'd be fine if they said Windows 7 requires dual cores to run and they made Windows 7 much faster and more, you know, if there was some trade-off, if I was getting something for it.
I don't think there's a trade-off, though.
Well, in this case, no. It's Apple. Apple just wants to sell more hardware. They're a hardware company.
They want to sell more hardware, and they don't want to spend the money to code
and
Snow Leopard for G5.
And Steve Jobs is the devil.
It's a cult, man. I'm just saying.
Hey, how about this? Do you like how Apple takes technologies that other people have been using, but just have not been widely adopted, and then make it their own, and saying they're bringing it to market, like 64-bit?
Like OpenCL?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of things, like...
True 64-bit support? What the fuck is... They've been talking about 64-bit support for 3 years now. Four years. Longer than that. What is true 64-bit?
Unlike the bullshit previous 64-bit support?
Right. Exactly.
Well, here's the thing that gets me. You cannot just go to the store and buy a video card. Industry standard PCI Express video card and install it on your Mac. It will not work. Right? It's a PCI Express slot. You've got the power connectors. It's not like NVIDIA's like making we got to make the Apple core here. It's different. But it will not work. You have to have a special Apple-only video card.
It was because they embed drivers in a ROM, right?
I think it's because they're dickheads is what it is. I'm sure it has something to do with your EFI issues, but come on.
The dickhead response.
It's still wrong. I mean, it's an industry. Why even have PCI Express then? Why not build it in newer bus?
Super new bus ultra.
But no, Apple people won't complain about that because, again, they cannot question Apple. Or you know what's going to happen? They're going to get smacked in the face.
Wow. Wow, this is a dark and unwholesome turn, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm all right. What are you doing? Your iPhone broke for no reason.
Well, I dropped it.
When did you drop it?
3-4 months ago.
3-4 months ago, and now it just died, right? So you don't really know if it has anything to do with the drop that killed it.
You know, sometimes.
And what are you going to do?
Sometimes hardware dies, Gordon.
And you're going to go buy what?
I'm going to go get smacked in the face again, it sounds like.
Right.
Yeah. How about a non-Apple rant?
All right. What the hell's up with serving sizes? I bought this jar of pickles. For some reason, I said, hey, these look at these plastic kosher dills. And then, of course, I was looking at the nutrition facts. And one serving is half a pickle.
Wow.
Right? Why not just have the serving be one pickle?
So you got a whole pickle? These are whole pickles, not slices or wedges?
They're whole pickles, but the serving size for the amount of sodium and all that other stuff has is for half a pickle.
Wow.
Like, what are you supposed to do? Eat half the pickle and then put the other one back in the jar? Just make it one pickle. When you go and look at cereal boxes and you go like, well, I want to see how much sugar and stuff and carbohydrates this cereal has. You go, oh, this is pretty good. But then you look at the serving size. One uses one cup. The other one uses, you know, 3/4 cup. The other one uses 1.5 cups. Why don't you just use one cup? Right? Of course, they do that to tweak the numbers. So people go, oh, this really doesn't have that much sugar at all. Yes, except the serving size is, you know, 2 pieces of cereal.
This happened to me. I got that throwback Pepsi the other day because I was like, wow, it has real cane sugar. This will make it taste better than normal Pepsi. A, didn't taste better. B, the bottle it came in had 2.5 servings for a grand total of like 4,000 calories in one bottle of throwback Coke, Pepsi, whatever it was. Serving sizes are bullshit. We all agree. I don't think you had enough rage on that one, Gordon.
Well, I mean, I'm going to eat the whole damn pickle. That's all. I'm just saying it's bullshit. All right, here's one.
Wait. Okay, continue.
Hold on. I just want to say I'm glad that you're eating the whole pickle instead of eating half and putting it back in the jar.
Well, that's gross. Although I should do that so that nobody go like, oh, you want a pickle? Like, there's all these half pickles in here. No one would want any of the pickles.
The reminder pickle stump.
Right. So we have a shower. We have a shower facility here, right? So on occasion, since I'm a parent, which means people who have kids will know this. You don't even get to bathe, right? That's just how busy you are with kids. So I take a shower here. We have lockers in our bathroom, right? So I've got, you know, towel, soap, whatever stuff in my locker. Well, I went in there the other day, and it says I don't lock it because, well, you know, why would you need to lock it? I go in there. It's like, hey, my soap is gone. So some fucking idiot goes in the bathroom, I guess, decides to take a shower, but they don't have any soap. So what do? They go into a locker, which was not open. The door was closed, but it wasn't locked. And they take my soap out of there, and they use it.
Ew.
Yeah, how fucking gross is that? And then, of course, it's like, I guess, I don't know. I don't know if I should be even mad about this or not. Then they just leave the soap out. They don't go like, well, I guess I should put the soap back, which I guess is even grosser in some ways, but they just leave it out. So then, of course, I guess other people are like, oh, it's community soap. I go in there and there's like no soap left. What?
Your locker doesn't lock?
No, why would you need to lock it? Who the fuck would go into your locker and say, put on your underwear, right? But no, apparently the people I work with don't understand that there's boundaries.
Free
right?
Underwear
you don't
in the bathroom.
People's underwear. You don't go and use your soap. What?
Okay, so here's my suggestion. Go to a joke shop, buy one of those novelty things of soap that has the ink in it, so it looks like normal soap, and they start washing, and they're going to turn all black and blue, and put that in your bath in your locker to catch the soap thief.
Oh, that's pretty. You know, I can maybe coat it with that UV stuff.
Oh, and then walk around
black light. Yeah.
Hey, how you going?
I think do the public shaming is always better than a subtle. Oh, I've caught you, motherfucker.
Well, this is the public shaming because I mean, how wrong is that though? You don't use somebody else's soap without their permission, for God's sake.
No, we should have those pumps that they have in like gyms and stuff. You know the things.
We should. I've since locked my locker. That was the solution, but I still think. I mean, for all I know, the son of a bitch used my towel. You know.
Oh, there's a free towel in the locker too.
Yeah. Hey, what the hell? Yeah. I'll tell you something even grosser. Someone who works there that I'm not going to tell you. The person suspects the roommate is using their toothbrush.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Ew.
What the hell's wrong with people, man? Why? No, right? Twilight? Whatever that new vampire show is?
True Blood.
True Blood. Suddenly, these fucking undead fuckers who've been chomping on people for hundreds of years are now the good guys? What kind of bullshit is that? No, suddenly we're like, oh, it's like the fucking OC with fangs, right? I just don't understand it. Suddenly it's like, well, it's okay to take something evil, undead, and make it into like something good. It's like, it's some bizarro thing where next week and be like, and now, you know, the Nazis are actually somehow cool and hip or something like that. I mean, what the hell? These are fucking walking undead. They're like the most evil and dangerous of all of the undead. Werewolves, Frankenstein, not as dangerous as vampires.
You know who I blame for this?
Who?
Kate Beckinsdale. Because she made that terrible movie with the vampire and the werewolves where the vampires were the good guys. It's Kate Beckinsdale's fault.
I don't think that was the first one. Was it? I think it's actually Anne Rice.
Yeah, she glamorized Vampire Life too.
Of course, the thing is, Anne Rice thing is only for those lit geeks, right? Then, in fact, but then it's like, I guess you could actually trace it back.
I don't know
that
I would describe as Anne Rice as for lit geeks.
Well, you know,
it's not like she's running stories in the New Yorker.
Well, but come on, we're not Anne Rice books. You're not exactly talking, you know, pop culture here, for God's sake. Not like whatever that show, Twilight.
Well, that's true. Twilight is the Harry Potter of vampire books. For right? Witchcraft,
I mean,
what
I mean,
J.K.
That's
Rowling?
Evil. They're evil. They're vampires. They will kill you, drink your blood, turn you into one of them, and then suddenly they're cool.
This is a Harry Potter thing too, because I mean, witches and warlocks used to be bad people, and now they're friendly little English boys.
Yes,
fight evil.
That is a little strange, isn't it? But no, yeah. I mean, but at least you can make an argument that, hey, we've been misrepresented. It's just simply bad PR. Okay.
We have bad PR.
You know, what a vampire is going to say. We used to stake people on, you know, outside our castle for fun, but that we're just misunderstood. There's no way to spin that. They're evil. But suddenly somehow it's trying to make them like nice things. I think they have this thing like, oh, well, the vampires don't need to drink human blood anymore. What?
You know whose fault this is? It's Casper the Friendly Ghost. Casper came and he's like, oh, I'm going to help people, blah, 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 blah. That was when the evil monsters started being less evil.
Yeah, but there were some good ghosts, right? You could argue that they're actually productive, useful ghosts. Like, but nobody's ever heard of a good vampire.
Well, that dreamy guy from Twilight's supposedly a good vampire.
Right.
See? What if in the last book, like the last chapter, is him going on a murderous rampage and killing everybody and the girl that he loves and all that crap? See, then that's compelling. I'd read that.
That would be realistic.
Yeah.
Humans are the real dark ones.
I just don't understand. What the hell's wrong with people, man? They're the fucking undead. They're evil. Vampires are evil. There's no such thing as a good vampire.
What about Count Chocula?
No. He hoarded the chocolate.
What?
He hoarded the chocolate.
Well, but he's doing it for you. He wanted your cereal to be better. That's a good vampire. He doesn't drink blood. He drinks chocolate milk. And the cereal turns into chocolate milk. I got no problem with Chocula.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, he only ate chocolate.
That's probably true. Maybe he wasn't a real vampire. Right. Maybe just.
I mean, he wasn't like, hey, give me your Hershey bar. Okay, hey, here you go. It's cool.
Well, what about Grandpa Munster then? That's a good vampire. He's hanging out, chilling.
How was Grandpa Munster a good vampire?
Well, he didn't need anybody.
You don't know what that guy was doing.
Well, that's true.
Like, son goes down, he's out of the house. He's like, you know, killing people, murdering people.
Okay, what about the Count in Sesame Street? Whoa, ho, ho, ho. One good vampire. Two good vampires.
You ever notice those characters start to disappear from Sesame Street? Where do you think they went?
You're saying the Count killed Mr. Hooper?
I'm just saying they're gone. Body found in a ditch or in a 55-gallon drum somewhere? Drained of its blood? Numbers. Who do you think did it?
Wow.
Sesame Street didn't have the police, did they? At least in the McDonald place, they had like that, the Big Mac guy. The cop?
That guy's gone. All you see is the hamburger.
Well, Mr. Rogers had cops, right? Oh, no. Mr. McFeely was a postman, I guess. It's an inappropriate name, probably, huh?
Who?
Okay, Mr. McFeely? The delivery guy?
I don't remember. Do you guys know they're making an alien
creep? No.
They are?
No, you know what? You know how they say there's only two kinds of people? There's like Elvis people and Beatles people, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's two kinds of people. The people like Alien and the people like Aliens. I preferred Aliens.
Cameron. I like both.
You preferred Cameron over Scott.
Well, there are two different kinds of movies. One's a horror movie.
When's the last
movie
time you decided to say, man, I'm just going to sit down and watch Alien for the 50th time, where I've seen Aliens like 100 times?
You know what ruined Aliens for me is that fucking director's cut. It's too slow.
So that only adds 5 minutes here and there. It's not really
It mostly only adds 5 minutes. Mostly.
I mean, I kind of agree with you, but
I like the second one.
I like both. I like both.
Aliens.
A lot.
Aliens is superior to Alien, but now what are they going to? The thing is, they're making a prequel to Alien, right? And I think the Scott brothers are involved, aren't they?
Well, Scott brothers. That's fine. Ridley Scott directed the first one.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, come on.
But Tony Scott.
Do I want to see another one? I mean, I liked Alien. It was good. Now you want to talk about slow? That was slow, right?
That one with Winona Ryder was the worst movie I've ever seen, I think.
But I mean, doesn't this... I think when they do their prequel to Alien, I think Cameron should make his prequel to Aliens.
Space Marines?
I don't know. No, maybe it could just happen before... It happens after the Alien prequel and after Alien, but just before Aliens.
Maybe it's about how Nostromo crashed into an ice asteroid.
I think that's Star Trek, the new movie, isn't it?
Oh, maybe.